It's time for Benedictine Raven football here on Hot Country 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Benedictine Raven football is brought to you by L&L Construction and by Acheson Auto Parts. Don't forget, you can listen to today's broadcast free on our mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. You can also stream today's game free online at mscsports.net. Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons. You're listening to Benedictine Raven football on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Amberwell pregame and Bank of Atchison coaches show featuring head Raven football coach Joe Osborne starts right after these messages.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
We've got Joel Osborne with us, Raven head coach. And, Coach, before we get into this too far, we're going to hit the Wayback Machine a little bit, like Mr. Peabody, okay, and go back. It seems like forever, but it's 2 weeks to the last regular season game when we talked last, and we went over to William Woods, and your guys are record-setting day.
Yeah, it was a great day. I thought our kids came out ready to go. Defense was lights out, you know, and William Woods is a first-year program, so, you know, us playing them in week 11 for them, you know, they were pretty decimated with injuries, and you know, they had, I think, you know, a couple subs on offense and defense. So it was a unique situation. But nonetheless, our kids didn't really let that get them to play down to them. We played to our level. And I thought that we really came out with a great day and winning a conference championship and, you know, able to celebrate that, you know, right after that was great.
And one thing that I love seeing the fact that you were able to get your young guys in. I mean, in the first half, the starters were all out for you. And these guys practice. They work their tails off. We talk about the JV during the course of the year. Love seeing them get out there and letting them show everybody why they're here.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's so many guys that made plays. There's probably too many to list off. But I was really proud of our guys because there wasn't really a drop-off in terms of what we were doing. So, they came ready to go. And it's good to get them – good to get our starters out of the game. No injuries, you know, and we're healthy going in the playoffs, which is a key. And then you get your backups some critical reps there.
So we go into the next day, again, 13 days ago, whatever it's been, and you find out where we're going. And today we're in Fort Worth. This was no surprise for you, was it really?
Not for me. It's just a matter of if they're going to stick with the seating or not based on regionalization of flights and costs and stuff like that. So, you know, we're pretty excited to go down to Texas. We've got a good alumni base down there. There's already 100 people registered for our tailgate, and we're going to have a good crowd, and it's going to be a great day, and we're going to have good weather being in Texas. So it's going to be, you know, low 60s, and, you know, so it's going to be a great day.
The off week, you had the bye week in the first round, not having to play a game until the second round because of your seed. Helpful? Hurtful? What did you think of the extra week?
Oh, it's great. I thought our kids were able to, you know, get some time off, which we still practice. We practiced 2 days and really got in the weight room, and we came out of it pretty healed up. So I'm pretty excited at where we're at in terms of our injuries. And guys, you know, I think guys are going to play fast. We're going to be physical. You know, it's a huge advantage to teams that earn that bye to have that. So and Texas Wesleyan earned it as well, so they got the same advantage we had. So, but we're excited for this this game, and I feel like our bye week, we did a great job of focusing on us and, you know, things that we could get better at.
what you've got, I think, is a real benefit for your team is a lot of quality guys, some upperclassmen guys, and just some guys who know how to handle themselves and know how to get ready to go and, you know when to focus, and that's on the next game.
There's no doubt. We have probably too many guys to list that played in that 22 playoff game that we went to Indiana Wesleyan. We had Southwestern here, so a lot of experience. They've been through it. They're able to bring the young guys along and kind of explain to them how this thing all works. And, yeah, it's definitely going to help us, I think.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about a team that Benedictine has never played before, a relatively young program. They started this thing, like at 17, kicked it back off again down to Texas Wesleyan. So what can you tell us about Rams?
The Rams are really good on offense. They're disciplined on defense. Special teams, they got some dynamic returners, and they're going to be a handful. The running back is productive, but production-wise, is probably the most productive running back in the country. He has 43 touchdowns, and he's fast. He's not very big, but he's fast. And the quarterback, you know, is a bigger kid, more of a pocket guy, has some weapons to get the ball to. And then on the O-line, they've got some big kids. They've got some youth there. They have to start three freshmen, so you know, that's going to be, I think, the big key for us is, you know, how does our defensive line handle their offensive line and what they're going to bring to the table. So I think if we can get in the backfield and get after the quarterback and try to really limit explosive plays by their running back, I think that'll be a huge thing for us.
Yeah, when you talk to people down here, it's all Ernie Chavez this and Ernie Chavez that. But at 5'6" and an offensive line that's 6'2", 3", 4", 5", is he one of those little guys that kind of hides behind him and then finds a spot?
He is, but he's explosive. So once he finds that crease, you know, he can go the distance. He's had a lot of big rushing touchdowns this year. So, you know, being able to shut down the run is going to be a huge key for us. They do like to spread you out. So it's a pretty unique style. You know, everybody at Benedictine is going to know who their offense coordinator is. Fran Johnson, he was here for a number of years, really good coach. So their style on offense is different than what it was here when Fran was coaching for Coach Wilcox and with Coach Pops, you know, when we made that national runner-up appearance in 2018 where we were more smash mouth. The team down there reflects more of who they have, and that's why Fran's a good coordinator. So he's done a good job this year. They're averaging 60 points a game, which is, I think, first in all of college football.
And they come into the game undefeated. They seem like a team that, you know, was close to the playoffs for a couple of years, and finally this year had only one close game with OUAZ, and then, you know, they've kind of found themselves. But you got to be careful. It's a Sooner conference, and, you know, their opponents are people we don't know a lot about either, probably.
Yeah, the thing is the first game of the year they had a good win over Lindsey Wilson, that which is traditionally a good team, won a national title a couple of years ago, played in the semis versus Grandview. So that's a good program. That's a good win. And then the second week to go on the road and play a night game and beat Ottawa, Arizona, who made the playoffs and, you know, put some points up on Friends University, who's a good team. You know, I think they're going to be tough. They've got good length at certain positions. They're very athletic. So, you know, that'll be a good test for our team.
I want to talk about your team just a little bit. Everybody knows, you know, everybody knows Jackson, okay, at the quarterback spot. And everybody, of course, knows Jayshon and Jacob, the speed receivers. But I'll tell you the guy that I feel has made incredible strides this year, and that's Joseph.
Yeah, JoJo. He has done a great job. Joseph Lagafuina, we call him JoJo. And, you know, he's a really dynamic player for us. So, you know, his production's up there, close to 600 yards receiving, 8 touchdowns, a big kickoff return for a touchdown against William Woods, was the conference special teams player of the week, had 200 yards of offense and 3 touchdowns. So Coach Hauser's done a great job developing him. And, you know, last year he was a good player for us. You know, he probably didn't have the production that he's had this year, but he's really taken a jump, and I'm really proud of him and the performance he's had. You know, if you go back and look at the Morningside game, he had some critical drops in the fourth quarter inside the red zone, and he's really grown from that. You know, we didn't shy away from him and made it a point that, you know, we still think a lot of him, and, you know, he's had a great year for us.
Yeah, the kick return at William Woods, the ball's on the ground inside the 5 maybe, and so he just picks it up and literally sprints down the field. I mean, there was no darting around. He was just going.
Yeah, that's him. You know, he's not gonna tiptoe around. He's going to hit it. He's physical. You know, he is just full speed, and he's a good football player.
Probably your tallest wide receiver too, right?
He is in the starting lineup, but okay, not overall. Our starting receivers are not very tall, as we all know. So But the next wave of guys that comes in, they provide some length with LeBron Jackson, Cameron Dover, and Matt Sanford, and Ethan Peratt. So we do have some size. They just don't start for us.
And, Coach, you kind of alluded early in this thing that there are so many – you look at your roster, so many Texas guys. You got Katy, you got Round Rock, Houston area, Dallas, Fort Worth. You're starting – well, Jacoby's a Dallas guy, right? I mean,
Jacoby's from Houston, but Lacombe is
there
from the Dallas area. Zach
Lacombe,
our middle linebacker. And so, yeah, we do have a good mix between Dallas and Houston. Coach Cook and Coach Murphy have done a great job recruiting down there, and Coach Hines recruited there when I got here. So it's always been an emphasis of our program to recruit down there, going back to Coach Wilcox.
And so with that in mind, I expect, you know, not only a great Raven presence here today, but, you know, it's I don't know if it's going to be a home field advantage, but you're in this ISD stadium. Coach, you're familiar with the D2 stadiums around. This has taken no second seat to any of them.
No, this is a phenomenal stadium. And so, you know, when you go down there, Tom, and you call the game, just visualize if this was a national championship site. I think it's that good of a stadium that we could have the national championship there. And so I think the NAI needs to take a serious look at it, because when I look at the pictures, I look at the film, I look at the scoreboard, the area is centrally located in the United States. That'd be a great place to host a national title. Plus, the weather would be good, you know, so I'm really excited for our kids to get a play there.
And, Coach, as I come up here to visit with you and I see the guys, I can feel the emotion in the building. I mean, there's a little buzz. There's a little something happening in this building right now.
There's no doubt. You know, and so obviously today, Tom's a special day. When we're recording this interview, it's Thanksgiving. You know, so that's if you're practicing on Thanksgiving, you've had a great year. And so our next goal is to go. Right now there's 16 teams left in the country. By the end of the game on Saturday, we want to go from 16 to 8. And then you're playing in December, which is another special accomplishment.
Coach, we're looking forward to all of that and a great day for the Ravens today. Best of luck here in Texas.
Thanks so much, Tom.
The Benedict and Raven pregame show continues right here on Hot Country 93.7. Kickoff for today's game is coming up at the top of the hour. Don't forget, you can stream today's game free on our mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on your Google Play or Apple Store.
We've got Jimmy the St. Christopher. He's joining us before the ball game here this afternoon from Fort Worth, Texas. And Mr. Christopher, it's so good of you to take time out of what I know is a busy schedule, because you do a lot of games and a lot of stuff, and we appreciate your time. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tom. I'm looking forward to it. The hair is standing up on the back of my neck because I'm excited, because this is the first time the Rams, since they came back in 2017, the first time they've been in the postseason. Got close last year, but didn't quite make it.
Well, let's just talk a little bit about you, first of all, because it's going to put in perspective the things you tell us about this. It's not like you're some rookie just walking into your first football game. You've been doing this for a minute and then some.
Yeah, like you, Tom, as we discussed a little while ago before we started recording. We're both seasoned veterans, venerable seasoned veterans. But, yeah, I've been doing this for a long time. I originally started in radio school in Minneapolis, Minnesota, back in 1969. So I've been worked at a couple dozen stations with 35 addresses in my life. But my wife and I have been here in Dallas now for almost 29 years. And this is my second trip to Dallas and third to Texas. So I've been back and forth to Texas and California over the years. But, I've been in the radio biz for a long time.
And how did you land with the Rams? How did Texas Wesleyan find you and get you to come in and do this for them?
That's a nice question. I got a pretty good answer for that, too. I've been, you know, like I say, in the Dallas market. I worked for the Ticket, the infamous Ticket for over 10 years. And then I just spent 15 years with Odyssey, which was KRLD, and then 105.3 The Fan and Texas 8 Networks. I just stopped working with them a couple of years ago. But anyway, back in 2016, I was covering the Rangers then at that time for KRLD and The Fan. And they had a night at the ballpark for Texas Wesleyan, got one of the suites, because they had been talking back then about bringing football back. And they, I think, as a matter of fact, in 2016, they were really close to finalizing that. Yeah, they were, because they just hired their coach, Joe Prudhomme, who just left this past spring. He had they coached for 7 years since they brought the program back. Anyway, they had a night for Texas Wesleyan, and they had a booth. So my wife and I went out, and I had known the athletic director before, so I schmoozed him. We talked, and you know, basically I got the play-by-play job from that. Now, we don't do road games, but we just do all the home games. So we've done all the home games streaming over the internet since they're brought football back in 2017.
Well, you mentioned the first coach since the program came in, and now this season, the first playoff season, you're the guy at the wheel is a first-year guy, but I'm guessing he's familiar with the program.
Yes, somewhat, although he was never a head coach in D1, but he played at Duke. He was a linebacker's coach at Duke for a long time. Then he was a coach at Wake Forest and most recently at UTSA in San Antonio. And so he was familiar with the Metroplex in that they recruited a lot at UTSA. You know, they recruited the Metroplex a lot, so he was familiar with the Metroplex. But this is his first head coaching job. And then Joe Prudhomme, who was the original coach from 2017 to, you know, last year, he was an iconic coach at Nolan Catholic here, and it's a tap school. It wasn't a public school. It was a Catholic school. But he has like 7 or 8 rings. I always kidded him when we did the coaches show. They said, you have more rings than Belichick does. But so they won, you know, they win, if not the division, they'd be close to it, or if not the championship, which they won, I think, 7 or 8 times. But that's where Coach Joe Prudhomme was for all those years before he came to Texas Wesleyan.
Well, Mr. Christopher, of course, we know the Rams undefeated on the year, and frankly, looks like they've only had one really close game when they went out to OUAZ. And so what am I going to see out of these guys?
What will you see out of these guys?
Yeah.
A humble group. They go to work each day. They have that focused on winning Saturday, work hard, have fun mentality. At the beginning of that season, this season, they started with Lindsay Kentucky, who was ranked in the top 25. That was somewhat of a close game. They lost by 10, but that was a little closer than they thought. I was surprised that they beat him by 10 because Lindsey Wilson wasn't the same team, and taking nothing away from the Rams in that opener, Lindsey Wilson wasn't the same team who last year beat the Rams, you know, the top 25 team they had last year. But they beat them, and then they beat Ottawa, their rivals. They went out to Arizona, and they beat them by 2. So that's when I got the feeling of going, well, you know, they could have been 0-2 those first 2 games if they won those 2. And I was going, you know, they might have something here. So they've, you know, they've developed their fronts, both on offense and defense, the lines. The D has come together as a group. Coaches say they could be a little bit better at stopping the run, but they have created turnovers. And Ernie Flash Caesar, who is just phenomenal, and I've, you know, covered them their 4 years that he's been here. He has 39 touchdowns. That's number 1 in the NAIA. 5 receiving. He also has 1 passing, too. So add that up, and he's just a sensational kid, has fun, just, you know, just a pleasant human being. And we call him Flash or Slash because of his running ability. Great vision. The offensive line, which has developed, which was kind of a question mark beginning because they didn't really have any starters returning from the OL last year. But they've opened holes for him. And then he got Carson Rogers, who was their quarterback last year. And he has really improved this year. I mean, they blew that big lead that they had in the fourth quarter to Louisiana Christian last year. And if they would have beaten them by, if they would have lost by less than 10, they still would have clinched the sack last year, but they lost by more than 10. By blowing that big fourth quarter lead. So there was a co-winners of the sack last year. But anyway, Carson Rogers really has improved this year as a quarterback, and he has a fleet of great receivers, and A.J. Bob and Michael Banks and T.J. Curtis, and they've been incredible making plays when they have to. And on special teams, Jason Price, electric on kick and punt returns. They have a big leg kicker in Diego Chavarria, and you know, their philosophy basically is to, you know, just run to set up the pass and stop the run, create POs, win on third down, be great in special teams, and make, you know, the least amount of mistakes and capitalize on mistakes. So, you know, those first, like I said, with those first two wins over Lindsey Wilson, Kentucky, and then Ottawa, Arizona, I figured they had something. Boy, they've had some blowouts, Tom. I mean, if you look at their schedule, which I'm sure you have, I mean, 80 to nothing, 77 to nothing. I mean, it got to a point where each week when they scored, the weeks when they scored below 70 points, we're going, what's the matter with them? They didn't crack 70. So, but it's been a magical year, and first time ever they're undefeated and they won the conference outright and they're going to the playoffs.
Well, as this game unfolds here this afternoon, what will we be looking for? That if something's happening, we're going to say, man, it's a pretty big day for the Rams out here. I mean, what will be happening to make it a great day for them?
Well, like a lot of games this year, it'll be the spectacular running of Ernie Caesar. I mean, last couple of games, he had 6 touchdowns running just in the last, in each game, at least in each of the last 2 games. So, you know, he's going to be tough to stop. Like I said, the offensive line was inexperienced, but they've really gelled. We watched them, you know, become really a formidable line. And so to answer your question, I would think another spectacular day by Ernie Flash Caesar. But what we would look for and what we'd be not astounded by, because we've been watching this guy for years and he just never ceases to amaze.
Well, certainly we have a great appreciation for what your offense is going to bring, because here at Benedictine, we're very familiar with your offensive coordinator, Fran Johnson.
Right, exactly. And Coach Fran was retained by Coach Gerard. He and Ryan Glover, two of the guys that he retained. But, yeah, he's a spectacular human being, as well as just a great, great offensive coordinator. And he's just taking the bull by the horns. Of course, he had, you know, Rodgers and Caesar and Bob and Price and all those guys at his disposal last year. So he's just taking the Rams by the horns and just continued and run up, what, 60 points a game, which is just incredible, which is the tops in the NAIA. I mean, the team that scored 60 points a game is just, that's really amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Christopher, it's so good of you to take a little time out. I know it's a busy time, and I know you're busy doing a ton of things, but like you, we are absolutely thrilled to be in Fort Worth here this afternoon and looking forward to what – I tell you what, these two teams have never played one another. I'm looking forward to it for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is I love seeing a new team, someone with whom we are unfamiliar, somebody we haven't seen again in a place that we've not yet been. It's always a joy.
Me too, exactly. I look forward to meeting you too, Tom. And one quick question. I know you're probably running short on time, but what should we look for from the Ravens today?
Well, I'll tell you what. Benedictine is going to do a lot of different things. They've got a quarterback he's kind of a pocket guy, in my opinion. You've got a pretty solid running game with Dalton Witherspoon. But what you're going to find from Benedictine is outstanding speed on the outsides. You've got two of the quickest, probably, I'm going to just go out on the limb, 2 fastest guys in the Heart of America Athletic Conference are on this team. You've got Jayshon Todd and Jacob Gathright, and they will be those guys who, when the defender goes back, if you're even, they're leaving, because you cannot let him get even with you, let alone let him get behind you, because they've got blinding speed. And so for Benedictine, you know, you're going to run the ball, a lot like you're talking about with the Rams. You're going to run the ball. You're setting up those deep passes.
Great. Well, it'll be a battle. I mean, the defense is trying to contain those fast guys and your good quarterback, and the same for the Ravens, or the Rams trying to contain, you know, your fast guys, and same for Ravens trying to contain Caesar and those speedy receivers.
Well, Mr. Christopher, let's have a good one here today. What do you say?
All right, Tom, let's go. Go Ravens, go Rams. I guess I should say go Rams more, but I think I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great battle.
Awesome. Appreciate your time, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Adios.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison's Coaches Show. Your home for Benedictine Raven football is CARE Radio 93.7. The Amberwell pregame show continues next with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game right after this.
stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As we're getting set for Raven playoff football this afternoon from Texas, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. First of all, defensively, limit the amount of possessions this Texas Wesleyan team gets. They're a team that's predicated on getting 14 to 17 touches of the football a game, knowing that they only need to score on about a quarter of those possessions. For the Ravens, they need to break this down, take the football away from Texas Wesleyan, make it a much shorter game, put a lot of emphasis on those possessions. The other thing they have to do, be ready for the big pass. Texas Wesleyan is going to run the ball early. They're going to run the ball often. And then once you're sucked in, they're going to try to throw the ball over the top. So for the Ravens, be awake in the secondary. Don't give up that big play. For the Ravens on offense, take care of the football. This is a Texas Wesleyan team who does not take the ball away often. But if you can take care of the football, that'll also help you to limit possessions this afternoon. Do those things, and you're going to punch a ticket to the third round next week. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. Kickoff coming up here next.
Keys to the game have been brought to you by Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, part of the Amberwell Pregame Show, here on Hot Country 93.7, home of the Ravens. And now, we go live to the stadium for Benedictine Raven football, where Tom and Gus Couch are standing by for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis, right here on Hot Country 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Crowley ISD Multipurpose Stadium in Fort Worth, Texas, where we're going to get for Ravens football this afternoon on Cam Radio in the NAIA Football Championship Series. It's round two, and the hosted by the Rams of Texas Wesleyan. Hello again, everybody. We've got Ray Reynolds Board back in the Get Radio Sports Studio this afternoon, taking care of all the complicated, difficult stuff. And Ray, we appreciate your being there. Thank you so much. Gus Counts with me here in the booth, Tom Counts. And it is, let's start off with this. I'm just going to give you the bad news just right off the get, and we'll get it out of our way. It's gorgeous here, okay? It's 60 or so degrees. It is crystal clear, azure skies. There's just a little bit of a breeze from the south. It's spectacular weather in Fort Worth, Kansas, or Fort Worth, Texas, for Benedictine football this afternoon. Not so much like you have up in Atchison and in the area and up on the Raven campus. So
We will be enjoying the club before we come home to New Dame. We're also looking forward to enjoying what probably will be a really good ball game to become a very quality football team. Okay. Benefiting coming into the game here this afternoon. And the Ravens 9-2 overall this season, 5-1 at co-champion of the Heart of America Athletic Conference South. The Texas Wesleyan Rams coming to the game a perfect 10-0. The champion of the Sooner Conference and under first season head coach Brad Sherrod. So that's what we've got going on here. Benedictine has lost the, or rather has won the flip of the coin and has elected to defer to the second half. It's going to be Rams football to begin things, and we're about ready to get this business underway here this afternoon. A duel of return men, back deep for Texas Wesleyan. You have Jameson Price back there. You've got Josh Morris. They're going to be coming in around the 8-yard line. And for Benedictine, getting set to put a toe for the football, is going to be the kickoff specialist, 6-foot senior, Adam Marcellin. Those are a Cohen Bruner. This ISC stadium is massive, okay? It is huge. It is spectacular. And the Benedictine fans who are on the stand across the way, we hope you can hear them from our, from the distance we are away. They are here by the hundreds. So, that's it. Here comes the kickoff, brought to you by Hundley Liquor. Hundley, the hometown friendly, hometown helpful store. And the kick is away, and it is going to go out the back of the end zone, and it will be a touchback. You're going to find the Rams with the football to begin the ball game here this afternoon. First and 10, and they will be going from left to right across your dial. Well, tell you what, guys, I've already warned the fans that we're enjoying splendid weather and they're thinking about them while we're here today. But what these kind of the Benedictine fans here today are thinking about is this Raven team back in the postseason looking to advance to round number 3. Officials taking some time, getting everything squared away, and here we go. Quarterback is going to be Carson Rogers for Texas Wesleyan. Rogers, a big cat. He's 6'5", a 210, redshirt junior, and he's back to throw plenty of time out of the pocket. It's going to be over the right flat and batted away by Jackson Hoskins. That's if Coach Sherrod of Texas Wesleyan had done any homework at all, the last thing you do is throw at Jackson Hoskins. We've been talking about it for not this year, but for years now.
Yeah, you talk about a guy like Jackson Hoskins, first team all-conference, and you look at the numbers and you say, well, he only had 27 tackles and one interception. Did take it to the house, but everybody understands that he's just a lockdown corner on that near side.
You're going to expect to see Ernie. That's Ernie Caesar. He's a running back, and he's going to take the ball this side, dance left, and get up to the 29-yard line. Did you see what he did? Ernie's a little bit of a guy, okay? And by that, little is an exaggeration of how big he is. 5'6", 150 pounds. But you see him slow walk that up the line of scrimmage behind those massive offensive linemen.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to go out there. He's going to try to just hide behind those offensive linemen and just try to poke his way forward. Now, Texas Wesleyan getting away from how they typically start a game by running the ball. Now they find themselves behind the sticks on third down looking at 3rd and 6.
That's what happens when you throw the ball incomplete. And now you're looking, like you say, 3rd down, half a dozen of his own 29-yard line. Caesar goes to the left side of the quarterback. QB's back to throw. Steps up, throws one, hits Ernie out of the backfield. He's going to pick up a 1st down and lots more. 40, 50, 40. Ernie's not going to get caught, maybe. He's at the 25-yard line, finally bumped out of bounds on the near side. And that is what Ernie Caesar does. Hits the ball, breaks the big play, Isaiah Hastings. The Ravens, Frenchman. Free safety saves the score right there.
Yeah, nice job by Isaiah. Finally able to chase it down from behind, but not before. A big game for Texas Wesleyan.
And that was nothing special. That was not some, you know, razzle-dazzle kind of a play. They just threw it into the flat. He had a lot of room. Somebody had missed picking him up coming out of the backfield, and then he was able to utilize that extreme speed. By the way, Isaiah, he's been just one of only a few guys who is going to be able to catch Ernie Caesar. He does. It's at the 25-yard line. Now with Ravens here in 21st down 10, Texas Wesleyan with the ball, taking it on the offensive first position of the game. Quarterback back, throwing in zone. Got his man, touchdown ran. So as quickly as that, 4 plays into the ball game, Carson Rogers hits Darren White, the 6'1" redshirt sophomore, for his 1st touchdown of the season. And guys, Benedictine has been stunned in the first moment of the game. We are less than a minute and a half in.
Yeah, Texas Wesleyan made that possession look easy. They were able to chunk the ball down and talk about it in the pregame. You've got to stay away from these big plays for Texas Wesleyan. Benedictine fed right into it on possession one.
Diego Chavarria for the PAT and launches it up, hooks it through, and we're going to take our first time out of the game. And it's come all together too quickly for Raven fans. 13-32 to go in the opening quarter here in Fort Worth, where it's now Texas Wesleyan 7, Benedictine nothing.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
To go in the first quarter. And Texas Wesleyan kicking it away again. Our kickoff sponsor, Hundley Liquor. Hundley Liquor, you kick off your weekend holiday party with a stop at Hundley Liquor on 8th Street in Aston. The kick is away high in a very, very short range. You're going to drop it, jump back, try to cover it up. It's rolling around on the ground. I think TW's gotten it back, and Benedictine special teams has coughed it up, and the Ravens are in a jam gust. Less than 2 minutes into this game.
Yeah, so that kickoff was high, and he kicked it right into that wind coming out of the south. It hung up. Jayshon came flying up, tried to field it at the 20, kind of hit it off his left hip, and by the time he went back to recover it, the Rams had the football, and it'll be 1st and 10 for Texas Wesleyan at the Benedictine 25.
The question you got to ask yourself right out the gate, and I know we've got so much of the game to go. We are a minute 33 in. But how far can the Ravens allow themselves to get behind, and how bad can they play early? The team is still be able to recover and come back. Come in. 1st and 10, Texas Wesleyan. They're going to get this ball set. It'll be Rams football at the Raven 25-yard line. It's the range that they hit a moment ago, literally a play ago on the TD strike. And Rodgers is back to throw again over the middle. Caught 20, 15, 12-yard line. Pick up 13 yards. It's going to be A.J. Bob. As Isaiah Heaston again is going to be forced to make a BC tackle. 1st and 10. Inside the 15-yard line, we'll mark it as a Raven 12. How about this? Carson Rogers doing everything we were told he would not do. Throwing the football, 3 out of 4 plays. That is not what this team has done historically this season. They've leaned on Ernie. Ernie has been held to one long run on a reception and one short carry. Now it's going to be Ernie with the ball. Keeper goes right to the 10, spins down to the 6-yard line, giving about 6 on that carry.
Again, though, Isaiah Heaston makes the stop on the play. And right now, Benedictine's really box players, they're not doing enough. You're talking about the defensive line and the linebackers. They're not making plays. You're talking about Isaiah Heaston from the safety spot coming up to not only make plays in the secondary, but he's coming up to try to make plays at that second level.
How many times do we talk about it when your defensive backs are making all of your tackles? You are not having yourself in a position you'd like to be. 2nd down and 4. 6-yard line, deep in Raven territory. Motion man's going to go to the left side. Quarterback Rogers back to throw, looking left. Heads of man crossing. Going to get to Ernie coming out of the backfield. He will walk practically backward into the end zone. It is another Texas Wesleyan touchdown. And again, guys, 2 times Ernie Caesar's got the ball. 2 times no one defended him. How do you not defend the leading scorer in the NAIA, the nation this year?
Well, that time Ernie just flips out of the backfield into the left flat. They throw it to him. He looks around and realizes there's nobody from the hash mark to the sideline. He just blows it down and walks himself into the end zone for the 2nd score of the game for Texas Wesleyan.
One more PAT effort coming up here for Diego. He'll split the uprights, and we're going to take another timeout. Now, 3 minutes, less than 3 minutes into the ballgame, 12:04 to go in the opening quarter. It is all Rams early. Texas Wesleyan 14, Benedictine nothing.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dumped. So even though our creamy free cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Yeah.
Well, Benedict will be going out here. That was a kickoff return take two. The last time did not go well. It hit the ball on the ground. Chase on side. Goes up. Marco Fuliano back for the return. Is coming into the 10-yard line again. Fully realizing the Shrine is going to be kicking into this brisk wind. And this one's going to be even a more short kick. Fielded at the 30 by an up man. 35, 45, and drummed down to the 50-yard line. And it's Dalton Witherspoon. And the Ravens are going to finally get their offense out of the field. But their offense finds itself trailing by two touchdowns. We're 11:57 on the first.
We're talking in the pregame a little bit about Texas Wesleyan. And one of the things you have to do is limit their possessions, right? They're used to seeing somewhere between 16 and 21 offensive possessions a game. Ravens have to cut that down to closer to 12. And here we are just a couple minutes into the ballgame. And Wesleyan with two possessions, two touchdowns.
First and 10, quarterback Jackson Newley. Motion man is going to go to the right side. It's going to be Ethan Perrott. Hand off. Witherspoon stumbles a little bit. Gets to the 50. He's at the 40. He's down to the 35-yard line. And had Dalton not lost his balance coming off that handoff, because he might have been standing in the end zone.
Yeah, that was the play where as soon as he took the handoff, he was kind of stumbling forward, leaning over his toes, could never really get his feet under him. If he's able to kind of steady himself a little bit, he probably walked that thing into the end zone.
First and 10, Ravens at the 36-yard line of Texas Wesleyan. Early in this game, 11.5 to go in the first quarter. BC's second play of the game with Jay Sean Todd in motion to the left side, and we're going to get a false start, Ravens. Tell you what, Gus Benedictson, I don't know. They've got to get their focus here this afternoon.
So it's going to be a false start against the Ravens. Back them up 5. It'll be 1st and 15 now at the Texas Wesleyan 41-yard line.
Benedict in the traveling white on white with black helmet, red lettering and trim. Again, it'll be Jay Sean motion to the left side. Quarterback is going to be back to throw. Jackson steps up, going deep, has a man wide open. Gas right, touchdown, Ravens. So Benedict in a 3-point drive, and they'll go the length of the field, and it is a 41-yard touchdown pass. Jackson Dooley to Jacob Gathright, as Jacob has his 11th touchdown of the year. And, by the way, just a little cherry on top, Jacob Gathright, your Heart of America Athletic Conference Player of the Year.
Showed it right there with the explosion. He got right by his defender and was wide open.
Here's the PAT. Give it to Harry Balke. He'll put it through the uprights, and we're going to take a break. Ravens, don't take long, less than half a minute to go. It's a track meet in Fort Worth. 11:02 to go on the first. It is Texas Wesleyan 14, Benedictine 7.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Makes the tackle on the near side, and A.J. Bob with that catch and carry Again, Texas Wesleyan is defying the line on their team by constantly throwing the football.
Yeah, I mean, going into the ball game, we were expecting Ernie Caesar to really just run the ball because on the season, Carson Rogers had only attempted 212 passes. Jackson Dooley has attempted 351, just to put that into context. So not a guy that's passed a whole lot.
Here's a receiver downfield, and it is intercepted by the Ravens at the 30-yard line. Here comes Benedict and Trey Williams, 45, and Benedict and defense is going to take it away. Trey Williams, fourth interception of the season, and just Texas Wesleyan, in trying to do what they don't do, played into the Benedict secondary hand.
Yeah, and great job right there for the Ravens to take the ball away. That's something the secondary has done all season. Benedict now with 17 interceptions on the year, and for Texas Wesleyan, just a missed opportunity right there. The Ravens can look to tie it up on this possession.
It is first and 10, Benedict in at their own 47-yard line. 10:08 to go. That's right, less than 5 minutes into the game. Three touchdowns on the board of the Ravens with the ball near midfield. First down call, QB's going to wrap around handoff. And here's Ugorji, hit at the line of scrimmage, falls forward for one. Running the ball for Benedict is going to be Xavier Ugorji. 5'9", 185 junior from California for Benedictine. Xavier has had an injury-speckled season and has not been able to get the snaps and the reps that he would have liked to have had. But he seems well and took that first carry. He's still in the backfield as the Ravens are going to shift and overload the left side of the line, bringing Big Tanner Zimmerman outside here. Hand off again to Ugorji. Looks to follow blocking. He's going to get a yard, maybe two. Crosses the 15 to the 49-yard line of Texas Wesleyan.
Now checking into the ball game, we're going to see Jayshon Todd. He's going to replace the tight end, Tyler Watson. And the Ravens are going to stay with Ugorji as their lone back on this play.
Because you've been paying all year. Watson can't be running the ball. Watson got too tight to throw the ball. First, they're at a third down, Benedictine. Ravens third down and a half a dozen just across midfield. 9:20 to go in main. Opening quarter. Playoff football for the Benedictine Ravens this afternoon. QB's back, throws left, and just absolutely missed Ugorji.
That time they were trying a little swing pass out of the backfield. And that time, Jackson just stepped back and unleashed a missile to the left flat. And it was nowhere near. But a 5'9" Xavier Ugorji now on to punt for the first time this afternoon. It'll be the senior from Marceline, Missouri, Colin Bruner.
I'll tell you what, Colin is going to have, Gus. He's going to have a breeze behind him. And the return man, he holds at the 10-yard line. This is going to go over his head. That's Colin really kind of takes a little off of his kick. Snap back, knee high, boot away. It is a nice kick, high and hanging, fair catch called for, and will be executed at the 14-yard line. And from that point, it'll be first and 10 for Texas Wesleyan. That fair catch downfield by Jason Price, the senior from Houston. Speaking of Houston, there's a lot of Ravens on the roster, a lot of Ravens out of the field, a lot of Ravens fans from all around the Lone Star State, and certainly a lot of them from the Houston neck of the woods. Here comes Texas Wesleyan. Carson Rogers is from the Houston area. He's a spring Texas redshirt junior. First and 10 at their own 14-yard line. Poor field position for the Rams so far this afternoon. Handoff is going to go to Caesar, gaping hole. He'll bounce outside and making a one-arm tackle over here for Benedictine. That's a really nice job by Ben Gilliland, the redshirt freshman out of Iowa.
Yeah, Ben's a guy who we hadn't seen a lot early on in the season, but as the season has picked up, he got 28 tackles on the year.
Cole Johnson, Isaac Anderson, Kevin Harris, Keith Baker, the front four for the Ravens on this defensive line, second down, half a dozen. At their own 18-yard line for Texas Wesleyan. QB back to throw again, steps up in the pocket. He's got room to run, but doesn't throw the ball instead, and that's going to be caught. What a nice catch on a crossing pattern across the 35-yard line versus into Michael Banks.
That's Michael Banks working against Jackson Hoskins, and Hoskins wasn't able to just rip the arm free, and a big play right there by Michael Banks. Watching a little bit of this Texas Wesleyan team over the last week, everybody talks about A.J. Bob, number six. I think the catalyst is Michael Banks. He is a big play guy, 28 catches, 706 yards, and 7 touchdowns this year.
Here's the thing about Michael. He's got to run fast because he's been 140 pounds. Couldn't afford to get caught. Quarterback is back on a handoff. Running back cuts back against the grain, and It's going to be about a 3-yard carry. Cole Johnson makes the tackle for the Raven defense. That brings up a second down, 7. 7:20 to go. We're clock finally rolling a little bit here. We're midpoint of the opening quarter. The Rams of Texas Wesleyan here are in Fort Worth. Lead Benedict in at 14-7. Then they are looking at a second down at their own 40-yard line.
Heath Baker, Kevin Harris, and Tim Glazer are going to be the down 3 for Benedict in this nickel defense.
Look at the Ravens loading up the front side. QB's back to throw, and he'll fire one, and it is broken up at the 50-yard line, incomplete. Looking for, again, A.J. Bob against Jackson Hoskins. The up man has 6'1", Blue Valley West. The old Jaguar got up and tipped it away.
Now that we're into a third down and long in a passing situation, we're going to see Glazer check out, and they're going to bring Joe Burke into the ballgame. Now Joe's going to quickly reach out. They're going to go to a little more of a pass rush specialist, and they're going to bring in Cole Johnson. He's a guy who can really get after the quarterback. Also, sporting a little less tape on that hand this week.
Third down. 7 to go from their own 40-yard line for the Rams of Texas Wesleyan. QB is back to throw, looking right, rolling right, throws right, has his man wide open over the middle, and it's going to be caught for a first down with plenty to spare. And again, done absolutely wide open and undefended in the middle. It's going to be Terrell Curtis, the sophomore from Cypress, Texas.
Yeah, it allowed the quarterback to roll out to the right, take plenty of time, step up, and just fire a bullet over there. Nice job for Texas Wesleyan moving the chains on a third down.
You know what, the Ravens are not getting is any pressure at all. Carson Rogers has all the time, and he's back there. Let those routes get run, find those open receivers, and he's doing a nice job. Absolutely unhampered. Back to throw again. Again, lots of time. The pass to the left block. Caught at the 50, 45. Breaking 2 tackles, 40. Breaks another tackle, 35. Finally ushered out of bounds at the 30-yard line. But 2 defenders had him just across the line of scrimmage. Because he for both of them. And again, not a big, strong guy, but he's hard to stop.
Yeah, he motioned out of the backfield from right to left. And as the quarterback took the snap, the Ravens dropped off. And we're going to give him plenty of room to catch that pass. He did it. He put the 2 defenders and picked up good yardage. It'll be another first down for Texas Wesleyan. We already have an update this afternoon. We'll get into those scores after the play.
First down call. Ray, I'm going to ask you to check our little audio quality. Maybe give me a text. Let me know how we're sounding. Here's the ball. It's handed off on a first down play down to the 30-yard line by Castillo. Who's up in it to come stop on the play? Short gain. Give him a couple of generous. 2, 2nd and 8 inside the Benedictine 30-yard line for Texas Wesleyan. Okay, thank you very much. Ray says it sounds good, so we're just being told that maybe it was not as crisp as it might be, but that's all we need to know. Happy to have all of our listeners from coast to coast and around the world. Got them. Quarterback is back to throw again, 2nd down 8, looking right now, looking left, flushed out of the pocket. He's got room to run, and will step up and race down the bounds into the Benedictine sideline, picking up about 3, leaving his team looking at a 3rd down 5.
That time got over near the sideline, and nice job by Ben Gilliland, the redshirt freshman out of Van Meter, Iowa, able to usher him out of bounds. He's going to bring up 3rd down. On 3rd downs this season, Texas Wesleyan has been pretty good. They are a 51% 3rd down team on the season. This afternoon, they've been pretty good too. They're a perfect 2 of 2.
3rd down 6 inside the Ravens 30-yard line. If you're thinking field goals, you're going to maybe think again. This would be pretty long for what Texas Wesleyan has done this season. The quarterback is back, throws it to his man out of the backfield. The Ravens diagnosed at that time. Nowhere to go. His show Gaines is over there. He saw what was happening. Because the Nets and Raven defense, we've been spoiled with this year.
Yeah, Joe Gaines, that time redshirt freshman, said, I've seen this play run about 3 times today. I know what I'm going to do. And he flared out into the flat, was able to cover up the running back. And now we're going to see Texas Wesleyan. There's no way they're kicking him.
Well,
into a win with a guy that has only attempted a field goal from 30 to 39 yards. So
he has not even attempted one over 39. He is 4 out of 5 on the season. 5 attempts all year. He did 4 out of 5. This one is going to be 48 yards into a stiff tuck of degree. It's down and up, and it is no good.
Short.
I mean, it wasn't really too short, but it was short, and it is no good. And Raven fans across the way got on their feet. Benedictine has, for the first time today, stopped that Texas Wesleyan offense. Bent, but didn't break. Second down. And first time that interception by Trey Williams, and then on the missed field goal, here comes the BC offense. 3:37 to go in the opening quarter. Rams leading the Ravens 14-7. Got a moment ago, I was welcoming all of our listeners, guests, they're everywhere from overseas to down to the 954. Here we are in the 817, handoff right side, and Witherspoon has nowhere to go, giving one.
This time he just crashes into the right side, tried to follow the blocking over there for the Ravens, and that was Trey Mazurit leading the way. Talk about the games going on in the national playoffs. Well, we had our first upset. Georgetown, Kentucky goes to Miami Garden and knocks off St. Thomas, Florida this afternoon, 37-21. The Seahawks having no problems with Pikeville, 35-14 in the fourth quarter there.
Motion will go to the right side for Benedictine. Tyler Watson goes over there, so the Ravens will run. They'll go right side, 35, and up to the 40-yard line. Following Tyler's block goes Dalton Witherspoon. Finally, the quarterback over there, Josh Morris. You may have heard that name. Josh Morris makes the stop.
Yeah, and Josh Morris, the redshirt senior out of Cypress, Texas, makes the stop. Also played at Benedictine.
He does that. It's a 1st and 10 Raven. Hand off straight ahead, running, and again, just putting his head down, carrying the sack. Here's a play that looked like it was going for a yard. Ends up going for 4. And Dalton Witherspoon showing off that power he's developed as he gets behind big old Harrison Schmidt out of Mullen High School in Colorado.
Yeah, Harrison, a big guy, and also a second-team all-conference guy on that offensive line.
2nd down. Ravens at their own 45-yard line, moving a football defensive with the shift. 4 down D linemen. Witherspoon back in the backfield again, tries the right side. He's hitting the line of scrimmage, breaks one, breaks two, breaks outside, 50-45, finally hit by a cornerback and down near the 40-yard line. Finally does Sincere Blackman. Comes over to make the stop, and for the 2nd time on that sequence, Stone Witherspoon looked like he was stopped at the line of scrimmage, but would not relent.
Yeah, that was a great job right there by Dalton Witherspoon as he went to the right side, put on a little bit of a spin move, and he was able to get free of his defender. Able to pull forward and pick up the 1st down. The ball now down to the 41-yard line. Will be 1st and 10 for the Benedictine.
Motion will go to the left side, and that is going to be Jay Schott. The pitch right, and Ugarte slows up, center steps, gets to the 40, stiff arm, 35, down the left side, 30, and pushed out of that to the 27-yard line. That was, I thought for a minute he may have broke down too much, and that the defender was going to get him, but suddenly he puts on a little juke move.
Look at Coach Brad Sherrod over here. He wants a holding call. Might have been right, but he's not going to get it. It'll be a 1st and 10 Ravens. Zimmerman checks out along with Lagavuliana.
Well, I'll tell you what, for Benedictine, Xavier wanted a late hit out of play. Didn't get that either. 1st and 10 Ravens at the 25-yard line. They trail by a score. Cornerback back goes one over the middle and a diving catch on a poorly thrown ball at the 19-yard line. A 7-yard pickup for LeBron Jackson. LeBron's 1st catch of the day in. As Benedictine does, because they have had a lot of guys touch the ball, a lot of receivers out there getting a hand on passes already this afternoon.
They're going to bring Cameron Dover in and split him wide to the right side.
2nd down, 3, Ravens inside. They're ran 30-yard line. Half a minute to go. This very well could be the final play of the opening quarter. Hard count, Jackson Dooley shifts the tight end over to the left side. Takes a snap, back to Dover, looks left, goes left, and it's going to be batted away. That was a... Guys, that was a pick six begging to happen over here. Josh Morris on the near side defending along with Jaden Jones over here. And Benedictine lucky that they've got 3rd down right now.
Yeah, that was just a play where not a whole lot of guys moved on the snap. And you had one guy basically in the pattern. When it all came down to it, Raven's going to be happy that they held onto the ball for a 3rd down. Benedictine, a 42% team on 3rd down. The defense looking at a 3rd and 3.
They're going to bring Josh Morris over to the near side to double up on Jason Gathright. Handoff is going to go. You go, you know, the quarterback's going to keep himself, picks up the 1st down, leans forward to the 12-yard line in a rare quarterback keeper and a designed quarterback run. Jackson really picks up the BC 1st down. Now, these two teams are kind of breaking the mold here today, and we'll talk about that as we return. 1 quarter in the books in this NAIA Football Championship Series 2nd round game. We're in Texas, where it is Texas Wesleyan, 14, Benedictine, 7.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, good to have you back with us here on Acara Radio as you are set to go to the second quarter. Benedictine in round two of the football championship series. And they are up against a really good team and undefeated Sooner Conference champion in Texas Wesleyan on the road here in Cali, Texas, right on the south edge of Fort Worth. We're just about that Tarrant Johnson County line just right over here to the right side.
He thinks across the highway and a little to the south.
Okay, Ravens in those traveling white uniforms coming out on the football again in the second quarter. Down a score, but then got a first and 10 to the 14-yard line. Receivers gap right, wide to the right side. Joseph, wonderfully on, is in the slot right. Wingman to the left side. In the backfield is Witherspoon. QB's back, play action, back, goes. Over the middle is Matt wide open, and it's juggled, and then he catches laying on his back in the end zone. It's an interception. It was tipped by one defender. The second defender comes over, and he bounces in and juggles it, and somehow, lying on the ground, he doesn't let it hit the turf, and it's an interception against Benedictine by Texas Wesleyan in the end zone.
What a job right there. It looked like Third Hill able to come away with the interception. That will be his third of the season. A big missed opportunity right there for the Ravens to be able to try to tie this ball game.
Okay, we're going to pull out from the cabling in here. Just 8 seconds. That was the first play of the second quarter. 8 seconds start of the second quarter. Rams leading Benedictine 14-7. Yeah, I guess. Maybe something. Rams coming up.
Going to go wide to the right side with Terrell Curtis. They're going to go A.J. Bob slot right. A.J. has been a favorite receiver so far today for Roger Carson. Carson, how about the day Carson's having so far? I guess 9 of 12 throwing the ball. Now he's going to hand off to Caesar, hit at the line of scrimmage. He will get zero. And it was big old Isaac Anderson. Isaac, we've talked about it, guys, you and I on the road trips. Isaac is just kind of... He's kind of the vibe of the defense. You know what? He is a leader on the field, off the field, and I think he's a guy that inspires this defense in a big, big way.
Yeah, he's kind of the heart and soul of that defense, and he's a guy who is a very emotional player, right? He's going to get amped up. He's going to get after his team and going to also hold them to that little higher standard that you expect.
Second down, 10 from the 20. QB's back, rolls right, throws into the sideline. Incomplete. And after having quite a bit of time, Carson Rogers suddenly found a defender looking at him and chasing him, and that was Heath Baker. He wanted no part of Heath Baker. Throws it away. It'll bring up a third down and 10.
That time Carson Rogers has rolled out of the pocket. This was his first pass attempt with that wind at his back and kind of sailed it over his intended receiver.
Glad that we've got our audio problems cleared up and sounding better. So thank you very much down the line. And then 913, we got 913, 954, we got them all going on here. I love it. Third and 10, Texas Wesleyan, still at their 20, quarterback looks left, throws left, way behind his intended receiver. And if Jackson was watching the ball maybe a little more closely, he might have had that.
Yeah, Jackson Hoskins over there, he just was watching his wide receiver, never had to be able to turn around to find the ball. If he does, he probably makes the interception for the Ravens. They're going to be able to force a punt right here.
Tyler Stramila is back at his own 5-yard line to boot it away. And I think for as high in the air as we are here at the Crowley ISD Stadium, I bet I could see his house with the binoculars. This is the fifth possession, and this kick is away. And with the wind behind it, it's a monster kick. It's going to land at the 20, 15, 10, 5, goes into the end zone. 80-yard punt. okay, by Tyler Strumila, the freshman from Arlington, and just averages 35.87 a kick. Well, he just hacked a little bit onto that average. What a job. But again, the wind is brisk, the sun is bright, and the temperatures are in the 60s here in Fort Worth.
You talk about a kid who hasn't punted much this season. Only 23 punts in 10 games, so now I make it 24 punts in 11 games. So
here comes Benedictine. It'll be first and 10. The Ravens' last drive was stymied as they threw an interception in the end zone after taking it downfield, and quarterback Jackson Dooley, who is 2 of 5 throwing the ball, one touchdown, one interception, back to throw again, feels the heat, gets it away, it's going to be taken to the line of scrimmage, and there's very, very little there for Tanner Zimmerman. Give him the 23. It'll bring up a second down, 7.
Able to come up and make the stop on the play. Jay Reed, a senior out of Ruston, Louisiana, 47 tackles now in the season.
Xavier Ugorji is your running back at the backfield for Benedictine, as the Ravens are going to go wide to the left side with Gathright. Second down, 7. Motion left, Zimmerman. Hand off Ugorji, follows Zimmerman into the line, and he is going to pick up yardage, you know, maybe a couple yards or so near the 25-yard line. It'll pick up a third down, 5 for BC.
Have these two teams kind of just leveled out a little bit and kind of got over those early game jitters? Because we saw all the scoring happen in the first, like, 4 minutes of the ball game, 3 minutes and 58 seconds to be exact, and then we haven't seen anything since that point. We're now at 13 minutes left in the first half.
Ravens, 3 of 6, throwing the football is Jackson Dooley, 51 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Ravens led in rushing by Witherspoon, 42 on 5 carries. Here's a third down call. Motion to the right side again. It's going to be Zimmerman with one catch today. Sets up on the wing. QB's back to throw. The blitz is on. Running for his life. Dooley escapes one defender. Rolls left with the throw. It's going to be caught on the far sideline. Jayshon, first down. Ravens, he's at the 34.
What a job right there by Jackson Dooley to evade the ensuing blitzer. That time, a free release was had by Sir Hill. Jackson backed up, stepped to the left, able to elude that, stepped up into the pocket, and then a great job by Jayshon Todd, able to break off his route, pick up the first down, and be first and 10 for the Ravens at their own 34.
Here's BC. Snap back, QB back. Looking, lots of time. Throws out of the backfield. Left side is going to go Ugorji, 40, first down, across the 45, 47, 46-yard line, they're going to say. He steps out of bounds into the Ravens sideline. And the Ravens are moving the chains. And guys, you can see this BC offense. They've really settled in. I mean, that last drive was stopped on an interception, but that was just a spectacular, bizarre play. But they are settled in and now just kind of clicking down the field at their own 46. Ugorji still in the backfield. He's going to follow the block to the 50 and drive forward, 45. The linemen are pushing him. He's going to get a first down out of this. And you know what I loved about this? Tyler Watson. You talked about him. We just mentioned you talk about him. Tyler's in the game. He's in motion like he's going to be a little jet sweep. Leads into the hole. And Ugorji, the 5'9" running back, is right in behind him. And it's another BC first and 10.
Yeah, that was a great block right there. You got the perfect kick-out block. Then the running back cut back underneath it, able to pick up the first down. Ravens keep this drive alive. 11:13 left here in the first half. Benedictine trailing by 7.
Ugorji's going to get a little breather. Witherspoon is back into the game, and handoff is going to come to the jet sweep. Coming to the near side is going to be Joseph trying to turn the corner. Can't. He's at the 40, maybe 39. Couple of hard-earned runs. Therefore, Joseph, second down.
That time, Jaden Jones comes up and makes the stop. Jaden, a redshirt sophomore out of Parolin, Texas.
Hey, LL Construction, for all your spring projects, if it's a remodel or a new construction, doesn't matter. Call LL Construction. You know them. LL Construction, the guys in the red trucks. 10:41 to go in the second quarter. Second down, 8 for Benedictine. Snap back, play action, flared over to the left side. It's going to be Gathright, 40, Gathright, 30. Gathright's going to get it. Gathright at the 5, touchdown Ravens. Jacob Gathright leaps into the end zone from 40 yards away. He takes the catch down the left side, and Benedictine at 10:21 to go in the first half is back to within 1.
Coming into the ballgame, Jacob Gathright needed 63 yards to break the career receiving record of 3,500 set by Christian Hack. And, well, with that touchdown right there, he did just that.
PAT coming up for a guy, Gus, who is actually should file a police report with the NAIA in the heart because this guy was robbed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Here's a PAT up. It's good. We're going to talk about Harry Balke and how badly he was treated when we come back with Benedictin back on the board, and this game is tied. We're taking a break, 10:21 to go in the half. Ravens 14, Rams 14.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year. Licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Hey, back with you here at the Crowley ISD Stadium in Fort Worth, Texas. Ravens are going to be set to kick it away, and it's a kickoff sponsored by Hundley Liquor. The boot is away, and we're into the wind. It's going to be knocked down at the 10. Down to the left side, it'll go across the 20, cut to the middle of the 30. Nice move to 35, hit and down at the 40-yard line. An excellent return up the right side in front of the Raven bench for Texas Wesleyan, and it'll be first and 10 Rams from their own. They're going to make it the 41-yard line. Good field position to begin this series, 10-10 to go in the first half. Because we were talking a little bit about how Harry Balke has been so fantastic this season and yet was not a conference selection, so kind of disappointing for him. Harry on the season missed one PAT all year, 60 of 61 PATs. He was also fantastic kicking the ball, field goals, and just a splendid year for the Raven kicking special.
I wanted to check on something. That special team tackle made by number 46 on your roster, Carson Hentz, a freshman out of Spring, Texas.
Now you're talking. Here's a hit up to the right side. Ernie Caesar bumped out of bounds, picking up a couple of yards short of the 45-yard line. Well, Carson's got family who never misses a game, and in here today, as a matter of fact, and literally hundreds and hundreds of Benedictine fans across the way. Look at the flags over there, the Raven flags. They've got held aloft and wind whipping them. Quite a fabulous sight. Ravens in round two of the NAIA Football Championship Series with a road trip today in Fort Worth, Texas. 9:20 to go in the first half. Rams with a football. Quarterback Carson Rogers on a second down. He's going to keep it. Now he's going to Brent himself. He's got lots of room and will cross the 50, pick up a first down to the Raven 45-yard line. And Gus, honest to goodness, that was a broken play. He did not want to run that ball.
Yeah, and didn't even look comfortable when he kind of went into a little bit of a slide and kind of dove half slide, kind of tumbled over himself, as Zachary Lacombe will get credit for the tackle there.
Right. Carson Rogers having a good day so far, man. 9 of 14, 142, two touchdowns. Jackson Dooley, 6 of 9, 112 and two touchdowns. Get a little offense going today. 8:50 to go now. Clock rolling along here in the opening half. It's a 14-14 game. First and 10 in Raven territory. Rams back to throw. Pass over the middle, and it's going to be caught at the 30. That slant works again at the 25, to the 20. Carrying defenders finally at the 18. On his feet, 17, maybe the 16-yard line. Benedictine refusing to tackle the receiver, and the ball inside the Benedictine 20. It is first and 10, and Gus, the slant by Texas Wesleyan. I think they haven't been watching a little film.
Yeah, you probably watched game one, right, and figured that out. Now, Texas Wesleyan is going to have an offensive lineman that's kind of going to stagger his way off the field, and that's going to be a right guard.
Out of Missouri City, Texas, that's Ogden Morrison. All these guys across the front for Texas Wesleyan are big. Morrison coming out 6'3", 290. The tackles are 6'5", 320 and 6'5", 305. The guards, 6'3", 285 and 6'3", 290 in the center. He's a little bit of a guy in there. 6 foot, 285. First and 10, Texas Wesleyan continues to move the football. 202 yards for the Rams, 195 for Benedictine. So far, we're seeing a lot of yards here today. 500 probably won't win this game. Here's a handoff left side. Markers go down. We haven't had much of that. And as he goes to the left side, Ernie Caesar's tackled it. Now we see a second flag, one on the far side at the line of scrimmage at the snap, and one on the near side near the point of tackle. Not sure they are the same penalty.
Yeah, so the one over on the far side, I think, is going to be a formational issue. And I'm not so sure that the side judge over here just dropped his flag because he realized he missed it as well. They're trying to talk into their... And so illegal shift again, Texas Wesleyan. So personal foul against Benedictine. The two should offset. And we're going to replay first down.
Well, it could have been worse than that, I suppose. 8 minutes exactly remaining to be played here in the first half. 14-14 ball game. Ravens on the road here in Texas today. And this thing is going to be, again, reset at the 19-yard line. Here come the Rams, wide to the right side. It's going to be Michael Banks, the 5'10 senior wide receiver. They're going to go two wide to the left side. Far left is going to be Terrell Curtis. They're going to go slot left, A.J. Bob. QB with a running back on his right side. And quarterback Carson Rogers takes a snap, wraps around, hands off, Ernie. Straight ahead, look at him go. It's a 20, 15, 10, down to the 5-yard line. Ravens absolutely unable to tackle the 5'6", 150-pound running back. Remarkable. Ernest Caesar just goes straight ahead. There was nothing fancy. He wasn't trying hard, and he just found a keyhole size opening, kind of turned his little miniature body sideways and fired himself through. And it's going to bring up a first and goal for Texas Wesleyan. We should be on that one on the left side. It should be working. I will switch out the other one here in just a second. We'll see how this series ends. First and goal to the 3. Rogers, is he going to give it back to Ernie? He will, and Caesar straight ahead, and this time Benedictine is going to slow him down and push him back. He'll gain a yard to the 2, and it is second down.
That time getting in there for the Ravens, Blake Castile makes the stop. Also getting in there, mixing it up, Dylan Witherspoon. So, for Texas Wesleyan, they're now looking at second and goal from the 2.
Windsor, Missouri, well represented. I see the fans from Windsor and the crowd across the way cheering on this Benedictine team, both on the offense and the defense. Second and goal, 2 yards out. Rogers, hands off again. The little running back hit short of the line, short of the goal line and driven back.
What a job right there for the Ravens. And Ben Gilliland, he's a guy who, I know we keep talking about it, we didn't see much out of him early on in the season. He has really come on as the season has progressed.
Yep, getting better and better. A redshirt freshman out of Van Meter, Iowa. And now Benedictine going to make a couple of defensive substitutions, and most notably, Gus Abram Phillips is going to check in.
He's going to come in. Jackson Hopkins will check out.
Ravens expect the run. They're going to go to the Maryland I on a 3rd and goal at the 2. The handoff, tailback, tries the middle. He's hit. He stood up. Are they going to stop him short, or did he get in? The official's running up. Touchdown. Boy, the official on this side has him short. The official on the other side said he got the ball across. And that was a hard run for a couple of yards, but another Ernest Caesar touchdown. And again, the Rams, who have never trailed today, are back in front by a half dozen.
Yeah, that was a good long possession right there for the Rams. Holding onto the ball about 4 minutes and 40 seconds, able to cap it off with a touchdown.
Ernest Caesar, because again, he leads his team in rushing the ball. He leads the nation in touchdowns and in scoring. Here comes a PAT coming up for Diego Chavarria. It is down and up and good. And we're taking a break as Texas Wesleyan scores again at 5:35 to go in the opening half. Rams 21, Benedictine 14.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
go? He's not very far from home, goes down here at Stevensville, just south of town. He is going to be set to kick it away with that wind behind him. You're going to expect this thing to fly out the back of the end zone. Here's the advance and the boot, and it will. It takes something off of Ravens are going to field it at the 2. Up the right side, Jay Sean, 20. Spun ahead, 25-yard line. Penalty slate flying in near the point of tackle. The marker coming down right at the 25-yard line, and we'll see what this is all about. Enough plenty of time for Benedictin to put together a final series here in the opening half. 5:27 to go. Game started off pretty slowly, and it's picked up in speed. Fish is going to sort this thing out, and I'm going to remind you that Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. Locations in Atchison, Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabatha now. They can get your parts same day if it's not in the store. Atchison Auto Parts.
During the return, we're going to get a block in the back against Benedictine. It's going to back the Ravens up to their own 15-yard line, and that's where they're going to start their fifth possession of the afternoon. Last possession ended in a 40-yard touchdown pass from Jackson Dooley to Jacob Gafford.
And again, Ravens are going to move over to the left side, and QB is back to throw. He spins, puts his back to the line of scrimmage, now runs and throws kind of toward Dalton Weatherspoon, but I don't think that Jackson was ever really figuring on it, completing that, just getting rid of it more as he was being chased by Sir Hill. And let me spell that for you so you can understand my pronunciation. S-I-R, that is his first name, and his surname is H-I-L-L, Sir Hill, a 6'2" redshirt junior out of Crosby, Texas. And he's a pretty good one, number 2 tackler on this team.
Crosby, kind of northwest of Houston out there.
Ravens, little play action. The pass over the middle should have been intercepted because it was right into the arms of DeLon Rogers. I'm telling you what, they were looking across the middle for Jacob Gathright, and it was a BB. Gathright was never going to catch that thing, and the Ravens very, very, very fortunate that they're going to be looking at third down.
Yeah, that time Jackson never saw DeLon Rogers as he had squatted down right in the middle of the field. So as soon as the ball came near him, he was able to jump up, extend two hands, get both of them on it, but just not able to haul it in.
He's got Dalton Weatherspoon to the right hand of Jackson Dooley. Third down, 10. Dooley, three-step drop, looks left, throws left, and that is going to be very much uncatchable for Joseph over there. A little pressure on the quarterback. And because Jackson Dooley, you look at his numbers, and what is he now, 6 of 13? And he looks 6 of 13 today, hitting less than half of his passes.
Yeah, right now Jackson struggling a little bit to find, especially that outside the numbers type pass and outside the hashes. Now, over the middle of the field, that's been the pass that he's been able to connect on. But right now, the Ravens looking to punt the ball away for the second time this afternoon. First time Bruner is going to kick into this wind.
Jason Price is back at his own 40-yard line, and Cohen gets a nice kick away. Price will catch it and hit down at the 45-yard line. Why on earth do you not call a fair catch?
That was just a dangerous play right there. Benedictine was able to get two guys down there, Blue Kaplinger being the first of those two.
It'll bring up a first and 10. His teammates are over here looking at Jason Price, making sure that he's okay, because, gosh, he took a sound contact.
We were just talking about Windsor, Missouri. How about the other guy in on that hit for Benedictine? Jonah Roberts out of Windsor, Missouri, the senior running back.
Gotta love that Windsor ball club, right? They're bringing out some athletes. 5 minutes ago in the first half. Rams back with a football. Great field position. Leading by a touchdown. Quarterback Carson Rogers having a big day in this playoff game. His pass is going to be, is that caught? It is caught for a loss of a yard. That was not a great decision by A.J. Bob. You know, as a receiver, though, you're not thinking maybe about that. You're trained from childhood. Catch the ball if you can catch it.
Hey,
right?
The ball's coming to me. I'm catching that ball.
You betcha.
So a loss of one on the play is going to bring up second and 11 with 4:39 left here in the first half. Texas Wesleyan with the ball in a 7-point lead.
Quarterback Carson Rogers. We talked about Jackson Dooley hitting on about half of his. Well, Carson Rogers is not hitting way, way over half, but a little bit. Second down and 11. Motion will come to the right side. Mike Banks. He'll take that pass, almost a lateral, hit at the line of scrimmage, eludes the first guy, ends up picking up about 5 yards, brought down for Benedictine by Joe Gaines. And Jared Heron, I think, was also over there for BC, and it will be a third and five, right at the midfield mark. Carson Rogers, 11-16, 168 already, Gus, and two touchdowns. Jackson Dooley hitting half of his passes with 112 yards and two touchdowns.
Texas Wesleyan is going to be up there. You talked about it, looking at a third down right now. Well, on third down today, they are 3 of 5.
Quarterback 5 yards deep, waiting for this snap. Running back on his left side. He's back to throw. Plenty of time. Throws to a man's wide open, and he hits the defender in the back. That was well defended by Abram Phillips, because Phillips was squarely between Carson Rogers and the intended receiver downfield, Darren White, and it's going to go incomplete. Nice defense.
And for White, he's got to come back to that football and work through Abram Phillips. That's how you're going to draw a penalty on it. But instead, he just kind of stood out there and let the ball try to come to him, hits Abram in the back, and now we're going to see the second punt of the afternoon for Texas Wesleyan. The last one went 80 yards.
Can I ask you a philosophical question? You took philosophy in school, right? You had to?
Yeah.
Okay. My question is the Ravens call for a fair catch at the 12-yard line on this punt? Texas Wesleyan has completely abandoned the things they have done so far this season. They come in 10-0. So the first 10 games of the year, they've run the ball to pass. Okay, we talked to Jimmy the Saint before the game. The radio guy, they run the ball to pass. Today, they have passed the ball to pass and almost abandoned the run.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about Carson Rogers. He's thrown the ball 17 times today. I'm going to tell you, honestly, I just can't explain it, and that's probably why I'm going to tell you not to check my transcripts to see how I did in those classes.
How'd you do in those classes? QB back to throw, going deep, left side, once gapped right, turns around, and makes a spectacular highlight reel catch across the 45-yard line. Jacob Gathright at the 47. What a play. Josh Morris over there trying to defend him, but Gus defending Jacob Gathright, the conference player of the year. That's no small job.
Well, and that's the thing where, for Texas Wesleyan, this is an adjustment they're going to have to make in the second half. Is Morris is a good player, but not many players are going to be able to get Jacob on an island, and now they're going to bring a safety kind of over the top.
Here we go. First down. QB back to throw again. He wants to go deep, and he's going to step up, throw late, and it is incomplete. Way short of an evasive effort made by Tanner Zimmerman, because actually he was looking deep and looking over the middle at the most unlikely possible receiver, and Tyler Watson down there. Tyler, 6 catches this year, but Tyler was obviously the primary on this route.
Yeah, and that time Jacob Gathright's coming back to the sideline with his hands out saying, "Hey, throw that one to me next time," as that time he had blown right by his defender again.
Here we go. It's a, second and 10 Ravens. They're on 47-yard line. This time a little rack around. Here comes Ugorji. Goes straight ahead, 50, deep penalty marker. That marker was thrown 5, 10, 15, 25, 26, 27 yards.
I've been really impressed with this official right here. He's got some loft on those penalty markers.
And we will get a preliminary indication. Because I've been asked, are we at a higher elevation here than we were at Daytona? Really close.
No.
Was Daytona farther in the air than
that? Yeah. So we're going to get a penalty, and then there'll be a hold against LeBron Jackson.
So Benedictine is going to have some yardage marched off against them, and we're down to 2.5 minutes to go in the opening half. 21-14, Rams in front. Benedictine, after that penalty is assessed to their own 40-yard line, we'll be looking at a second down, and a couple of second down at about 17. Tanner Zimmerman's going to come up. He's going to be a wingman on the left side. Ugorji is going to be, Gus, this time in an unusual alignment. He will be behind quarterback Jackson Dooley. Motion will come to the near side. Quarterback on the play action. The blitz is on, and Dooley just has to chuck it because no one picked up the corners. And Dooley didn't pick up the corners because he had receivers open, particularly on this edge.
Yeah, that time he didn't realize that the corner was coming hot off the backside corner. And honestly, if you throw right behind him, you were going to have a big play. But give Jackson some credit right there. Able to throw the ball away in the vicinity of his running back. And for Benedictine, they're now looking at a third and long right here.
In September, Jackson doesn't make that play. He has improved like that as the season has worn on. No question. Third down, Ravens, and 17 to go. 2 minutes to go in the half. Dooley, the hard count, back to throw, looks left, throws left. He's got his man, Jay Sean, caught it at the 50. First and 10, Benedictine, and we're going to get a timeout. We are taking a two-minute break here in Texas. The score, with a minute 58 to go and a half, Rams 21, Benedictine 14.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison. Yeah.
Oh, Citation landing across the highway down at Spinks. Get a,
Reba?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but she's got a Beechcraft down there in the hangar. Yeah. So here's what we're looking at here in Fort Worth. Benedictine just across midfield. That was not a first down. Benedictine at the 49-yard line of Texas Wesleyan. They're going to be looking at a fourth down six.
I think you leave your offense out on the field, and that's what they're going to do right here. Your defense is settled down a little bit, and they're playing better. And I also think you have some cornerbacks on this Texas Wesleyan team that are vulnerable.
Here we go. BC leaving the offense out there. Let's see how they approach this. Ugarte in the backfield, motion to the right side. It's going to be Zimmerman. Quarterback is going to be rolling to the right. Rolling. Throws on the run, and that was thrown way too late. The receiver was way out of bounds. And now there's lots of pushing and shoving out of the field as Benedictine is going to sacrifice the football and give it back. Gus, that play took way too long. Quarterback rolled way too far, and the receiver had way too much time. He could not have stayed in play.
Yeah, I mean, threw that ball in a spot that your receiver can't make a play, and that's what I don't like, fourth down plays where you run it to the sideline, because, again, you don't give your receivers any room to make a mistake right there. Keep the ball over the middle of the field. Even if it's intercepted, it's still okay at that point. Now it's going to be a first and 10 for Texas Wesleyan out at the 49, their own 49. They've got a minute 51. They've still got three timeouts. We are under the two-minute break. And for the Raven defense, they're going to be called upon again. You're going to see out here in the flats is going to be Abram Phillips.
For the Raven defense, the key is just to not let the Rams get anything more on the board before halftime. Go into the locker room trailing by a score. QB's going to roll right. He's got tons of room to run, and will pick up a few, bumped out of bounds very late, and there's a penalty, and there's another one, and those are well-deserved, and that was a silly play by the Raven defense to tackle that far out of bounds.
Yeah, that time they got to the sideline, and I don't know, as the quarterback takes a step out of bounds, the defensive lineman, and he's kind of patting his chest, he said, that was me, and I'm like, might be you, but it's also going to cost your team 15 yards right here, and put Texas Wesleyan at least in field goal range.
Yeah, Carson Rogers, here's the deal. He is very tall at 6'5", and at 210 pounds, let's be honest, at 6'5", pretty spindly kind of a guy, but he's got a good arm. He's not much of a runner, doesn't want to run, doesn't have to run, hasn't run all season. But what he has done is facilitate, you know, 2,502 yards through the air, 22 touchdowns, and only 8 interceptions on the season. So Carson Rogers, versatile enough, good enough, for this team to have gone undefeated. And now, with that big penalty on the Raven defense, it'll be first and 10 at the Benedictine 31 with still a long time, 1:44 to go. All their timeouts remain for TW, penalty markers sail, and let's see what Rogers does. We had a wide receiver who had taken off. So there you go. The thing is going to go back 5 yards, and at the 36-yard line, once again for Texas Wesleyan, it'll bring up a first down, but now a first down and 15.
Talked about St. Thomas losing earlier today to Georgetown. Kaiser with no problems with Pikeville, 56-21. Pikeville, the team who knocked Baker out last week. Grandview comes from behind to knock off Friends today, 21-17.
QB, late pitch, Caesar tries to right, nothing there. Now he's going to reverse field, go to the left, and breaks one tackle, another tackle, still gets outside, and tripped up
That was a splendid defensive play by Javi Blomquist. Yeah, Blomquist with his first tackle of the afternoon right there, doing a great job of not giving up on the play after Cesar ran from the right side, tried to cut it all the way back across the field, trying to channel the inner Dante Hall. Dominique Stone King will check in for this second down play.
Yes, it's a universal given that fast guys always think that they can outrun everybody else on the field and make it around the edge.
Right.
I mean, they just always believe that. Second down and a long way. Second down about 17. QB's back to throw. Funny time at a pocket over the middle. And again, they go right back to the well. And that was a smart play. You go back to that slant, except that it was well defended by Blue out there. We're going to bring up now a third down call for Texas Wesleyan. Did you notice when Texas Wesleyan wants some yardage, they want a pretty high percentage pass to go back to that slant across the middle?
Yeah. Right here, I wouldn't be shocked if
they do it again.
Well, if you're looking at third and long right here, I wouldn't be shocked if they don't look at Ernest Caesar out of the backfield on a little bit of that swing or screen pass.
It's a third down call, third down and long. Inside a minute to go in the half. Quarterback back to throw. Carson Rogers steps up in the pocket. He can run a long, long way, and now he's going to be hit. And he took a shot from Dominic Stone King. He'll get up to the 33-yard line, and he looks a little dazed as he gets to his feet, guys.
Yeah.
He's looking at him. He's kind of stumbling around out there.
He's kind of grabbing the left side of his face and holding onto his shoulder a little bit. That was a hit by Dominic Stone King.
They will leave him in the game. But look, he's kind of circling around. His coach should give him a timeout. Yeah, there. Are they taking it? They have him to spare, 17-16. They're just going to let the clock run down and attempt probably a field goal with the wind at his back. 11 seconds, 10 seconds to go in the half, and they're going to bring in the field goal unit, 6 seconds, 5. And there they'll take it at 4. And the Rams will bring in Diego Chavarria. And here's the thing. Diego tried a really long field goal into the wind earlier, and it came up only just a little bit short from, what was that thing, about 43 or 4 or something, wasn't it? 48. So this time, he's going to be 33. So you're going to be 50-yard field goal for Diego.
And he's got that. I'm talking about that stiff wind behind him right now.
Okay, you were going to tell me about something after a play a little bit ago, and I don't remember what.
We're going to talk about it when we get to half.
Don't let that get away. Keep that in mind here.
Talk about the wind right now. Looks like it's gusting up to 13 miles per hour. Feels a little more than that. Now the Ravens can send Jayshon into the end zone if this thing comes up short.
And he'll be spotted down at the 40-yard line. Isaiah Flores is the long snap. Chavarria puts a toe to it. It's got plenty of height and length this time, but it's going to be good. He'll get it through the uprights with no questions about it as the first half draws to an end. We'll be back here in Texas to summarize the half for you. Teaser headed for the locker room. It is Texas Wesleyan 24, Benedictine 14.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football, KARE 93.7. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy free cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
Welcome back again to the Crowley ISD Stadium, Fort Worth, Texas, where this afternoon's NAIA Football Championship Series Round 2 game is underway. We've come to halftime. Home team out in front of Benedictine Gus 24-14, and the Rams struck early. They struck fast and often, and the Ravens have found themselves coming from behind absolutely all day.
Yeah, you talk about it. For Texas Wesleyan, they got up 14-0 right away. Scored on the first possession. Then Benedictine fumbled the ensuing kickoff. It was a short field for Texas Wesleyan and quickly had two touchdowns on the board. We were only 3 minutes in. Benedictine settled down a little bit. Jacob Gathright caught a 41-yard touchdown pass. And then the scoring just kind of died off for about a quarter. Then, early on in the second quarter, it was a 40-yard pass from Dooley to Gathright again. That tied it up at 14. But 10 unanswered right here by Texas Wesleyan, a 2-yard run by Ernest Caesar, and a 50-yard Diego Chaviera field goal has given us the difference here at half, 24-14 now. Think back to the start of this ballgame. The Rams started with the football. So Benedictine will get the ball to start the second half. But how about this? Coach Joel Osborne in his tenure at Benedictine has never won a game where he's gone to the locker room trailing. So for Benedictine, they've got a big hill ahead of them.
The Ravens go into the locker room at halftime, guys, with more yards than Texas Wesleyan. But also, and one of the big things I feel like has been an issue in this game, penalties, Benedictine. 4 penalties for 34, only 1 5-yard penalty by Texas Wesleyan in the first half. Ravens are rushing the ball reasonably well, but they have turned it over a little too much, and they've lost a fumble, you know, and then they had a couple picked off. So for Benedictine, holding on to the ball, coming out of the second half, and, like, just doing the things that you do. This team, Ravens show, they can score on this team. This team is a beatable team here today.
Yeah, the Ravens have shown that they can do it. Jackson Dooley has struggled a little bit throwing the ball today. He's 8 of 17, but he does have 158 yards, and a lot of that is because 3 of the passes to Jacob Gathright have gone for 116 yards and 2 touchdowns. They have not been able to really get Tanner Zimmerman going, 1 catch, 3 yards. They haven't got Jayshon Todd really going. 2 receptions today, 20 yards. So for Benedictine, they've got to do a better job of getting some of those big pieces and getting them integrated in the system today. And got to realize that there's not a whole lot of football left in this thing.
No question about it. Hey, you know, the question becomes, when was the last time Benedictine played a game in Texas? Kind of make you kind of wonder a little bit whether it was soccer in the 70s down here in the NAIA playoffs. I mean, Benedictine has not played a lot of football games and a lot of basketball games in recent memory down here in the Lodestar State. So it's kind of something fun to be aware of. And these teams going to the locker room, here's the bottom line. Both of them are going to feel like we can come out and win this game in the second half. They both be right. We're going to be back. Second half coming up live here on Kit Radio. But it's halftime in Fort Worth. Intermission score, the Texas Wesleyan Rams 24, the Benedictine Ravens 14. We're kicking it back to our man Bray in the Care Sports Studio where he's got your halftime.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than 2 or 3 times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 33. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 17. Daytime highs approaching 33. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures a bit below average Monday and Tuesday, with highs from the low 30s to the low 40s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
This is the latest from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with Greg Bevermeyer. A detailed check of your forecast from our Weather Eye weather team is coming up. Remember, you can find us online anytime at msdnews.net.
A noon hour shooting in St. Joseph, Missouri, Friday, left two injured. Take You To TV reports it happened in the 1500 block of Beatty Street, where police located the two wounded individuals, one a 41-year-old man who suffered a gunshot wound to the leg, and a 24-year-old woman. Both injuries were considered serious but non-life-threatening, with the two transported for treatment at Mosaic Life Care in St. Joseph. The TV station, citing police, reports the incident began as a verbal altercation inside a residence. One suspect is in custody in connection with the shooting, with the investigation continuing. Santa Claus is coming to town. Lancaster, in Atchison County to be exact, as the jolly old elf adds his presence to a fundraiser for volunteer firefighters. Hosted by the Lancaster Fire Department, Santa will, on December 14th, be present during the second annual Chili and Soup Supper at the Lancaster Fire Station, located at 215 West Broadway Street in Lancaster. Santa will be joined by Mrs. Claus during the supper, featuring chili, chicken noodle soup, baked goods, tea, and hot chocolate. Along with meeting Mr. and Mrs. Claus, every child who attends the supper will be given a gift. A bicycle drawing will also be held at the end of the event, with three to be given away in the age divisions of 1 to 4, 5 to 8, and 9 to 12 years of age. Admission for the supper, running from 3 o'clock that December 14th afternoon until 6 o'clock that evening, is a free will donation, with the fire department saying all proceeds will go towards purchasing new equipment for the department. Other organizations are also arranging special fundraisers around the holidays. We'll have more details on that coming up on Monday. Meanwhile, Benedictine College students are among the many local area students having the week off for the Thanksgiving holiday. When they return, as tradition holds, the college will welcome them back with a lighting ceremony, complete with fireworks. According to a release from the Atchison-based college, the students are set to return Sunday. And when they do, it's a tradition for the college to give them the welcome home ceremony, set to start Sunday evening at 8 o'clock. The ceremony will include Mass, followed by the lighting ceremony. That will include the launching of fireworks around 9:15 Sunday night. The college wants to make certain the Atchison community, especially those residents near the college, are aware that the fireworks and explosions are not a concern and are merely part of the students' return, with the fireworks show expected to last about 10 minutes.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msdnews.net. Your latest local news will continue next.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Your latest local news now continues at MSC News Radio.
Retirement is one of life's most stressful events, and it's not all tied to how much you've saved. Researchers have been focusing on more than just managing retirement accounts and are exploring retirees' life experiences. Kansas State University Extension Adult Development and Aging Specialist Aaron Martinez said they found several distinct stages of retirement that many retirees face.
Oftentimes, people will start off in that honeymoon phase where retirement is that newfound freedom. It's relaxing, engaging in all of those things that we've wanted to engage in for so long. So it's really that happy phase. It's excitement. You're getting out and being able to do all of those things that you've wanted to do with your time.
Unfortunately, the honeymoon stage doesn't last forever. At that point, Martina says, many begin to question their purpose and why they chose to retire.
Yeah, there's definitely that lull that some people can have after they have accomplished their bucket list and have started to check a lot of those things off. So sometimes they might feel bored, perhaps have a lack of a sense of purpose, and just missing that overall stimulation from the workplace, but also that stimulation from, you know, checking off the items on your bucket list.
The good news, according to Martinez, is that most retirees eventually find their way, which is known as the reorientation stage.
During that, retirees will reassess their retirement, engage in new things, and reinvigorate their sense of purpose. So they might at this point develop a more realistic plan for their retirement years. After we go through that reorientation phase, we can develop more of a routine and get settled in. So that's when we start to really adapt to that new retired life and feel content with our activities and purpose.
While it may take some retirees longer than others, Martina says they eventually develop a realistic approach to retirement and what they want to accomplish.
After we've experienced that honeymoon phase, we're starting to settle in, there's a lot of things that people do want to accomplish. And some of that includes living a healthier lifestyle, also thinking about what their future holds and how to prepare for that. There's a lot of thoughts and processes that can go into that, as well as, you know, really, how do I enjoy spending my time? How do I not stretch myself too thin? How do I fit all of these things that I want to do into my day? But perhaps we don't know exactly what we want to do, so there's also that time of contemplation.
Martina says that time to start thinking about what you want to do when you retire is well before that date. At first, having extra time at home might be great, but eventually boredom, loneliness, and not knowing what to do can set in. So the earlier you start thinking about what that time is going to look like and what your goals are going to be in retirement, the better you'll adjust.
Your Lytus Local News, both on the air and online at mscnews.net. Your Lytus Local News will continue next.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass. I'm back in my helmet, cleats and shoulder pads. Standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Fans going crazy for the boys of fall. They didn't let just anybody in that club. Took every ounce of heart and sweat and blood to get to wear those game day jerseys down the hall. The kings of the school, man, we're the boys of fall. Well, let's turn and face the stars and stripes, fighting back them butterflies. Knocking heads and talking trash, slinging mud and dirt and grass. I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got us all. The boys are fall. In little towns like mine, that's all they got. Newspaper clippings fill the coffee shops. The old men will always think they know it all. Young girls will dream about the boys of fall. Well, it's turn and face the stars and stripes. Fighting back them butterflies, it's calling in the air all around you. Sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash, slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's like God.
kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons. Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Raven football, Hot Country 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's in Atchison, bigger, bolder, better. We now return to Tom and Gus, live at the stadium for second half action of Benedictine Raven football.
And with that, we welcome you back to the Lone Star State. We are at the Crowley ISD football complex here just outside of Fort Worth, Texas. We're situated, what, just a little south of Fort Worth, just a little north of Burleson here. And we are at halftime. Texas Wesleyan with a 24-14 lead here at the break. Thank you, Ray, back in the Care Radio Sports Studio, taking care of us. Tom Couch here, Gus Couch with you, Cohen over here, kind of keeping us in line today. For Benedictine, it's a rough first half, right? They gave up two scores before they even got to put the offense out on the field. Settled down a little bit, but those 10 unanswered right at the end of the first half made a big difference.
No question about it for BC. Now you got yourself a big old hill to climb just right after the game. And so for the Ravens, we'll see how they go about doing that. They got the thing tied up. But, I mean, if you're the Rams, you got to be saying, hey, we've never been behind in the ballgame. They have not. You know, the Ravens did draw even at 14. Last couple scores of a half along to Texas Wesleyan. That all said, Benedictine got to get that ball back to begin the second half.
Yeah, and so for Benedictine, the first time they finally were able to get their offense out on the field, they scored. That was the 41-yard Jackson Dooley to Jacob Gathright touchdown. In the first half, Benedictine, six possessions for Texas Wesleyan. They were able to get eight possessions. So Texas Wesleyan sends their kick unit out on the field. Benedictine still huddled up around the coaching staff.
Yeah, and they're Ravens on the sideline farthest away from us. They're going to be in the sun through the course of the ball game, but on the near side, the Rams already in the shade, and, you know, it's pleasant outside, but still it's going to be cool. That breeze blowing across the field, it is going south to north, so it is going to be going down the field, and we'll be in the face of one and at the back of the other team throughout the course of the afternoon. Ravens in those whites with black helmets, red and black lettering and trim, and in the navy helmets and jerseys with gold pants lettering and trim is going to be Texas Wesleyan. TW is getting set to kick it away for the Rams as you need to kick off your weekend or holiday party with a stop at Hundley Liquor. They're hometown friendly and hometown helpful. Hundley Liquor, kickoff sponsor. Hatches and Auto Parts and L&L Construction, of course, are our premier and main sponsor. We want to give them certainly total recognition and many thanks. Here's a kickoff, and the Raven return is very short. Just across the 20 up to the 22-yard line. Benedictine will have it first and 10. Raven on the J. Sean Todd return at the 22-yard line. So here we go. Benedictine coming to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 of their own 22-yard line. Quarterback Jackson Dooley running the club. Jackson 8 of 17 in the opening half. 158 yard, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Motion will go to the right side. That's going to be Jason. Quarterback's going to hand off. Witherspoon to the 20. Bounces outside 25. And that was a great individual tackle, Gus, by a miniature defender and Josh Morris out there.
Yeah, we talked about Josh earlier on in the ballgame at 5'9", 165 pounds, giving up a lot of size playing that cornerback, especially when Benedictine runs at him. I expect the Ravens to start throwing his way again. He's trying to match up with Jacob Gathright and Texas Wesleyan not giving Josh any help.
Now John's going to drop back, and the Rams are going to hand off. Running back 30, bounces outside 35. Again, Morris out here. Now, somebody bothers blocking him, and I don't know why, because he's a decent enough tackler, and he's going to make the stop, but Benedictine will pick up a first down. They'll advance the chains at the 35-yard line, first and 10 Ravens. Again, you're getting no block out there. The downfield blocking to the wide receiver is not stopping Morris from coming over. If you get a man in front of him, that is a 40-yard run. First and 10 BC from the 35. Motion will go over to the right side this time. It's Perrott. He'll stop on the wing. QB's back. Throws left. It's going to be caught. Gas right. They do go to the left side. And again, making the third consecutive tackle is going to be Josh Morris. The Ravens want him.
Yeah, and right now they just keep going at him. And Josh gets up after that play and kind of flexes a little bit. And I'm like, it's great that you made three tackles, but you also have given up 30 yards on those last three plays. So for Benedictine, they're going to just keep going at what they think is going to work here in the second half, trailing by 10.
Yep, that's another first down for the Ravens, just short of the midfield stripe. Tanner Zimmerman swings over to the left side at the tight end spot. Ravens back to throw again. Dooley steps up, lobs one downfield. He's got Gathright, and it's just out of reach as Dooley had to throw that very quickly because, again, Texas Wesleyan is selling out and putting on the blitz and the outside rush on quarterback Jackson Dooley. I mean, they are going after Jackson and forcing him to make quick decisions, quick throws. And when he has to do that, let's be candid, it's not as good as when he has a minute to settle in that pocket. He's a pocket kind of guy. Second down, 10 at the 48. This time he's going to hand it off to Witherspoon. Bounces outside, finds no room there, and it's going to be hit from behind. Good pursuit from the backside. He's going to be drugged down for no gain on the play. It'll bring up four. Benedictine on the tackle by Zeno Michelli. It's going to bring up his third and nine.
Yeah, Dalton Witherspoon this afternoon, seven rushes for 54 yards. Ugorji, five for 33. So on the afternoon, Benedictine with 95 rushing yards as opposed to their 171 passing yards.
Ravens are going to take Sanford out and go with a little diamond to the left side on the third down nine call. Deep drop Dooley. He'll throw left downfield. He's got his man and way, way, way overshot. His intended receiver, Joseph Lagopuyana.
Yeah, that time Lagopuyana had beat his defender, but Jackson got a lot of air underneath that football, and with the wind behind him, it just carried on him. Incomplete. It'll bring up now a fourth down in the Ravens. Quickly as that, looking to bring in Colin Bruner to punt the ball away.
Dooley hitting under half of his pass today at 9 of 20. And Colin will stand at his own 35-yard line to punt this away.
Third punt of the afternoon for Colin.
Return man for Texas Wesleyan, settling in at his own 10. It's going to be Jason Price. The boot is away. It bounces. It's at 10. It bounces at 5. Price picks it up. It's on the ground. Ravens pick it up. Touchdown, no. They're going to say he covered it up and could not advance it. What a mistake by Jason Price.
Jonah Roberts down there for the Ravens. We talked about the senior running back out of Windsor, Missouri, and comes up with a huge special teams play right there. I'm telling you, that had kind of shades of that Nebraska-Iowa team last night. It'll be first and goal for the Ravens inside the 5. They're going to mark this down at the 4-yard line.
There's no question that that return man had no business reaching down and touching that football inside the 5 like that. He did. And then he just mishandled it. Oh. Here comes Benedictine.
So the big part of that play was Blue Kaplinger made the tackle and held the runner down so he had no chance to get back and pick up the football. Great job right there by the Raven kick coverage unit.
Witherspoon to the backfield. He's going to get the handoff. Go straight ahead. 3, 2, 1. Witherspoon pushed from behind by the lineman. Is he into the end zone? He's just short. Dalton Witherspoon takes it down inside the 1-yard line where it'll bring up a second down. Gives Jacoby Hinton. Gus, can you give a lineman credit for a touchdown even if he isn't carrying the ball?
Sure you can. I think you're going to try to do it right here. Look out at Benedict, and they're going to bring big Eddie Swizlowski into the game.
Eddie got a start in the Ravens' last game, which was 2 weeks ago over at William Woods. Eddie's family comes to tons of games out of Kabul, Missouri. 6'5", 375 sophomore. Here's the Ravens going straight ahead, pushing, shoving, trying to get into the end zone. Look at Eddie pushing guys in. They're going to say Benedictine is inches short. It'll bring up a third down and goal. And now the quarterback is taking a minute, climbing to his feet, Jackson Dooley. And I'm surprised that you leave the ball in the quarterback's hands I figure Benedictine would give it to a running back or even go to one of those hybrid plays where you wildcat something. Again, Jackson Dooley does a lot of things well, but he's not a real ball carrier. This time he's going to hand off to his tailback, and nobody touches Witherspoon. Walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. 11:22 to go in the third quarter, and Benedictine, taking advantage of the muff punt inside the five-yard line, has drawn to within four. It is 24-20 Texas Wesleyan.
For the Ravens to come back in this ballgame, they're going to have to do things like that, and that's capitalized off of Texas Wesleyan mistakes right there, a big one to start the second half.
Here comes the PAT by Harry Balke. Balke is 62 of 63 this season, and this one notches one more. It's good. Taking a break, Ray. 11:22 to go in the third quarter. Ravens right back in this. It's Texas Wesleyan 24, Benedictine 21.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Oh, you got to kick off that weekend holiday party with a stop on Hunley Liquor. They're hometown friendly and hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor. Your kickoff sponsor here on Care Radio is Benedictine. Is back to within three. We got a player headed with Patrick. Is that what that is, guys? Here comes the BC kickoff, and it is in her end. The wind behind it is going to be taken at the 5-yard line. Heading straight up the middle to the 25, 35. Look out at the 40 and a somersault tackle at the 45-yard line to the Raven, who made the hit, is slow to get up. And because you don't like to see your kicker having to make tackles, but nobody else would do it. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back here in Texas with 11:13 to go in the third quarter. The score: Texas Wesleyan 24, Benedictine 21.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Crowley ISD Football Stadium here in Fort Worth, Texas. It is still gorgeous weather outside. I'm sorry to tell everybody back home that, but the wind gusts. See, the weather has changed. Look which way the flags are going now. They were strongly from the south. Now they're equally blowing as strongly, but now from the northwest. So I anticipate temperatures are going to be dropping here just pretty shortly as the training crew continues to attend to a Benedictine player down on the field out there right now.
How about we take a quick look around the country at some games that happened
Please.
Today?
Yeah.
Try to catch everybody up on scores and where we need to be is we're going to take some time here.
Uh-huh.
Well, Georgetown went to Miami Gardens today and knocked off St. Thomas, Florida, 27-21. Georgetown, one of those teams that was lucky to get themselves into the playoffs, won last week, won again today. Pikeville, the team who knocked off Baker last week, well, they ran into the buzzsaw that is the Seahawks of Kaiser. Kaiser winning that thing 56-21. For Grandview, it took a lot of time, and finally, in the second half, they were able to come back from behind to win that thing. Grandview beat Friends today, 21-17.
Okay, tell me, you've seen Grandview, right? You know a little bit about the program. Were they ever concerned? You think they were at one point were saying, man, we gotta snap out of this? Or were they saying to themselves, yeah, it's going to be fine?
Probably it's going to be fine.
Yeah,
right? Like,
that's
I mean,
what
they,
I figured.
They no know how to win. Indiana Wesleyan today, able to knock off Southwestern 24-13. It was Morningside just beating Mid-America down today, 35-0 in Sioux City. And right now,
is that a final?
Yeah.
Oh, yikes.
And then, let's see, in the only other game going on right now, it is in the fourth quarter with 9.5 minutes left to play. You've got Montana Western 38, Dickinson State 14. Oh, okay, here we go. The other game that started about the same time as this one. And that's Northwestern leading Montana Tech 23-14. That ball game getting ready to start the second half. So,
and, of course, the winner of this game will move on to play next weekend at a site and against an opponent yet to be determined, because the NAIA, what they do is they basically reshuffle and reseed the football championship series bracket. It is not a set in stone bracket like you're accustomed to. Like, for example, this year in the high school football playoffs in Kansas, which are ending, if the ones that haven't ended are ending as we speak here across the Sunflower State, many miles from here. But, they get reseeded. And so as a result, matchups are kind of yet to be determined. You can speculate a little bit, but you just won't know until probably late tonight, probably even more likely early tomorrow. We'll find out who the winners of this game will go up against.
Taking a quick look around, let's see. It's going to be a minute. We're going to see if we can maybe find some of the Kansas scores of state titles. It's Axtell coming away with a state championship earlier today. They played in that 11 a.m. game.
And they continue the nation's longest winning streak, right?
That would be a little above my pay grade.
Yeah, absolutely. They have the longest winning streak in any team, in any division, in any state right now.
Well, they knocked off Victoria this afternoon, or this morning, in Greensburg. Won that game 50-0. Other games from around the state of Kansas today. Right now, coming up here in about an hour and a half, you're going to have Conway Springs and Centralia. A ball game being played in Hutch. From 2A last night, that was a heartbreaker for Nemaha Central as they came up short against Southeast of Saline. Southeast of Saline won that ball game 36-28. Class 3A, you got a final on that one yet. It was the Indians of Andale knocking off Topeka Hayden today, 36-19. That game was played at noon over there at Hutch. So, again, Andale beating Topeka Hayden. And Topeka Hayden, head coach Bill Arnold.
Yes.
Former Raven quarterback. So, again, hats off to all of those teams.
And lots of credit to the medical staff who's down here taking all the precautions they're supposed to take. And speaking of taking something, Ray, we're going to take a time out. We'll talk to you during this break, Ray. 11:13 to go in the third quarter in Texas. It remains Rams 24, Ravens 21.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
voted best plumber in the best of the best contest for years on end.
Tate Plumbing and Construction.
In business since 1985, Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year. Licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Hey, welcome back here to Texas, where the Benedictine Ravens and the Rams getting together here today out of Texas Wesleyan. Guys, we look at the upcoming sports schedule on Care Radio. We have Wednesday, back to the hoops in the hardwood, and we're going to be down in Parkville, Missouri at the Benedictine Men and Women at Park. Ladies game at about 5:30, guys game around 7:30. So we've got BC basketball Wednesday evening, and then sports look back at it on a Thursday night, and then we will be Saturday, TBA, football, hopefully basketball, certainly if not football, as the Ravens are going to be in an afternoon doubleheader at Mid-America next Saturday, December 7th. So, Ravens Pioneers basketball 2-4.
When was the last time we had a afternoon basketball?
Wow, it's really been a long time, man.
I mean, most of those games have been you know, kind of middle of the week type games. So,
yeah, no question about it. And that all said, you know, the crowd here is very quiet, very respectful, waiting to see if they get Alfie, who's now lifted up, and they're going to get him fastened down very securely and very stably to a device to get him looked at. So we'll be thinking about him and about that as the afternoon wears on. Raven fans, because, my goodness, how well did they turn out here today and have they turned out? I mean, don't get me wrong. I can see you're not tricking me. I see you out there in the parking lot watching from outside.
That's the thing. I'm not sure about that backside, but on the front side of this building, on the press box, there is a video board that's quite the huge jumbotron here on the north end, but pretty similar in size. You can sit out in the parking lot and watch the entire game, so I'm not sure if it's the same on that east side, but pretty impressive over here on the west side of the stadium. A really nice setup up here.
Yeah, they've been very, very excellent hosts, and we appreciate their hospitality. I'm going to remind you, too, that you know what? You can call L&L Construction, and it doesn't even matter what you're looking to do, man. If you're wanting to build a dream home, you want to add on and renovate the place that you're in, it doesn't make any difference. Whatever it is, they can rebuild, they can renovate, they can reconstruct. Give them a call, L&L Construction at 367-3161. You know them. They are the guys in the red trucks. And I think they're about ready to come this young man and come off the field out here. Get him attended to. Looking at this stadium, Gus, here's the thing. How many NAIA schools have a stadium like this? I mean, the one up at Indiana Wesleyan is kind of like this, but not quite to this extent. Really big, really nice, but there are very few places who've got something like this. Maybe this is what Mid-America says they're going to build. Maybe. Raven teammates all
Mid-America,
rushing out of the field, and
Mid-America does tell us that we're done at the ODAC.
Yeah.
Next time we're down there, it should be a home game, so. on campus.
Now, here's the question that, again, like that one earlier, the philosophy question. This is a psychology question. Again, there's no correct answer for how does a team react to having a teammate, you know, get injured and have to be helped off the field, you know, how, as a player, as a teammate, you know, how do you get your head? You've been not playing now for a bit, you know, and your focus is maybe not on the game, but on your pal and your comrade. Tell me, how does a team handle that? What do you do? And as a coach, maybe. What do you got to do? Get them redirected?
Yeah, you look out on the field, and Coach Osborne has his team huddled up, and I think he's just trying to refocus them, put everybody on the same page and say, hey, he is in the best place with the medical staff, and there's nothing we can help him with right now, and the medical staff will take care of those things. You know, right now we need to do what we can do and take care of the things that we can. And so you're trying to rally that team around it. But, man, that's a big thing that's a player that, you know, an older player on the team in the sense of, I'm telling you, you see that guy day in and day out. And so in the back of your mind, you're like, I got this game, but I'm also worried about him. So, again, Ravens are going to have to get everybody on the same page right here.
Okay, with that said,
it's going to be a 1st and 10 for Texas Wesleyan. The ball up across the 46-yard line. Quarterback is going to be in the shotgun, have a running back to the right. It's going to be Ernest Caesar. They're going to turn, just hand it off to Caesar. He's going to look to bounce it outside. Nowhere to go. The Ravens sniffed it out. Great job by Benedict. And quickly up there, it's going to be Trey Williams. All right. You got Kyle? Kyle Rowland also over there for the Ravens on the stop. It will be a loss of 1 and a 2nd and 11 for Texas Wesleyan.
Here we go. Clock has not run in a while. 10:45 to go and bouncing along. We will be the final game done today in AIA, which is just fine. Somebody's going to be. Might as well be us, right? 2nd down and 11. QB 3-step drop fires 1 right side. Going to be taken by Ernie coming out of the backfield. He's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage and will not elude the Raven defense. He tried to push. He tried to shove. He tried to go, and he could not give Heath Baker, Javi Blomquist, Jackson Hoskins all in on that tackle. It is 3rd and 11.
Nice forming defense right there for the Ravens. Now they're going to bring into the ballgame Cole Johnson. You're also going to have out there Joey Abrams. So don't be surprised if Jackson Dooley gets a tackle on this play. But Joey Abrams is out there sporting 15.
Gus, if you ever want to sit down and chat with somebody, it's got to be Isaac Anderson, because he is visiting with everybody out on the field every game. He's really talking to some of the linemen across the way from him, I'm sure. They're talking about all kinds of fun stuff. 3rd down 11. QB back to throw. Looking. Over to Billy. He's got his man wide open, and it is intercepted. Johnny Blomquist inside the 20-yard line with the pick. Johnny's 4th interception this year, and the Ravens take it away.
What a job right there by Blomquist. He high-pointed that ball, figured it out, got over there to cut it off, and for Texas Wesleyan, tried to take a deep shot, and it came up short. Interception for Benedictine will be the 2nd of the afternoon for this defense.
Here comes the Raven offense. It'll be 1st and 10. Benedict and BC trailing in the ball game. 24-21. They have never had a lead today. They got down 14-0, came back to tie it up, and then 10 quick points by the Rams. They got a lead, and BC now battling back again. Here's a handoff into the middle of the line to the 25-yard line. Dragging defenders up to the 29, picking up about 4. That's going to be your junior running back, Dalton Witherspoon. Daniel Avion with the stop, and he's a good one out of Katy, Texas. 40 tackles with that one now this year. Ravens are going to send wide to the left side. It'll be Jacob Gathright. BC, look at this. They're in tight on the right side. They'll stack a wing. Quarterback is back. Spurs it over. It'll be taken here by Gathright. Stiff arms across the 30. Give him a Benedictine first down at the 32-yard line.
Josh Moore is over there to make the stop for Texas Wesleyan, but not before Benedictine able to pick up a first down.
Okay, you're a young guy, and you're extremely athletic, and you're in the ultimate of condition, but can you wear out that defender if you just keep throwing it at him and keep beating it at him? QB's back. They're going the same way. We're going to get smart. It's caught on the shoulder and completed the 40-yard line again. It's Gathright. Jacob at the 40-yard line, and Benedictine, Gus, they are picking on Josh Morris.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can not only just kind of get him physically, You can also kind of get in his head, and that's what's going to happen right here. He's going to come off the field because he's having some just thoughts, and he's starting to doubt himself a little bit. Darion Brown, the 5'10" sophomore, is going to come in and play this near side corner.
Yep, coach says, come out here, young man. We're going to let you have a moment to kind of gather yourself as Benedict can move the football there across midfield. Quarterback back, Dooley, throwing deep, right side, and it is a jump ball intercepted on a poorly thrown short pass by Dooley, taken away by Jaden Jones. Jaden's fifth interception, and the Ravens give it back.
Two quarterbacks, the trading interceptions right there. Tough break for Benedictine.
8:11 to go in the third quarter, and just when it looked like BC was going to get some momentum and get their first lead of the game, they return the ball on a bad decision and a high wobbly pass, and that interior position was perfect because you got to throw that ball beyond the defender, not in front of the defender. It'll be first and 10. Here comes the Texas Wesleyan offense. Rams have not tasted defeat this season at 10-0 and 8-0 in the Sooner. First and 10 at the 7-yard line, deep in their own territory. Carson Rogers, 12 of 20, throwing the football. It's going to be handing off this time. Ernie hit in the backfield, spun around and thrown to the ground by Abram Phillips.
What a job right there by Abram, the big linebacker out of Olathe North. Second team All-Conference, able to shoot through the gap. Throw the running back for a loss on the play. And I say, forward progress, I'm a loss of one. It'll be second and 11 for Wesleyan.
Ravens are beginning, it seems, to figure out and have diagnosed the Ernie Caesar run.
Yes.
It'll bring up second and 11.
Look at this. Caesar, 13 carries for 29 yards. He's going off at 2.2 a pop right now.
Yep. Averages coming into the game today, over 110 yards a game. Second down, 11. Just outside their own 5-yard line. Caesar again. He'll go left side, get hit, get to the 10, give him 4 yards. And it's going to bring up a second down and a third down, 8 for Wesleyan. Joe Gaines is over there. Look at his Benedictine team, guys. We talk about the experience they've got. Well, what you've also got to look at is the youth and the promise this team has. Joe Gaines is another redshirt freshman and another Texan on this Raven lineup. Third down at the 10-yard line. Texas Wesleyan deep in their own end of the field. They got to be careful with this ball down here. Last thing they want to do is throw up something risky, but they really want to get this first down. Quarterback back at the goal line. Going to step up. Thinking about running with it. Thinking about running with it. Now he's going to throw late. He's got a man wide open, but the ball thrown short. It's going to be incomplete. Looking for Darren White. The coverage over here on the near side by Trey Williams. And it is fourth down, the Ravens are going to put their punt return unit out there. Because I got to tell you, Carson Rogers, 80% of the quarterbacks we've seen this year would have run that for a first down with plenty of yards to spare. It was wide open in front of him. He had no desire to run that ball.
Yeah, Carson's a guy who's just not really interested in running the football. He's got a long this year of 15 yards. And so he's a guy who just really wants to stay in the pocket.
Stramelia, the punter, is going to take it, nearly get it blocked. And it's going to be bouncing at the 45 and into Raven territory. Takes a huge Texas Wesleyan bounce. The punter flops to the ground in the end zone, but the official standing right there is not duped by that ploy. And Benedictine is going to have it back. So the Ravens turn it over, but dodge the bullet, and they're going to have the football once again. But the clock is now down at 6.5 to go in the third quarter. It remains 24-21. Texas Wesleyan leading Benedictine in this NAIA football series round 2 game in Texas. BC quarterback Jackson Dooley. They're going to run Tyler Watson to the left side, and there's going to be a penalty marker and a false start.
Two guys in motion right there for the Ravens.
I'd give a nickel to find out why that microphone doesn't work. Just in case you were wondering about that, because it doesn't. So there you go. We're going to go back the other way. And it will bring up a first and 15 for Benedictine from their own 35-yard line. So the Ravens are going to be first and 15 to their own 35. everything looks and acts just absolutely like it should be right. Here we go. Motion will go to the left side. BC back to throw, setting up. There's the screen. They hardly use it. 35, 40, 45. Bouncing outside. Look at the break of tackle. Xavier Ugorji to the 50-yard line. He is right at the first down marker.
What a job right there by Ugorji. A 14-yard reception on first down. He did a nice job of being patient, catching the ball, and then just weaving his way up the field. Finally, coming over to make the stop for Texas Wesleyan. It's going to be Sir Hill.
Chayshon Todd coming out of the ball game, making way for big tight end Tanner Zimmerman, who at 6 foot five, 235 out of Olathe West High School, is in. Hand off straight ahead, running first down across the 50, 48, 47 yard line. The Ravens are going to move this chains. It's first and 10, Benedictine. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Ravens down 3, but Gus, you feel like in the second half, Benedictine's, even though they've got a turnover, I feel momentum on their side.
Yeah, right now they look like they're kind of moving up and down the field. They look a little more upbeat. Now you're going to see Texas Wesleyan kind of shifting their defense. They're moving Morris over on Lagafuiana, keeping him away from Gafferite.
They're going to bring Tyler Watson over to the left side. Quarterback is back to throw. QB's back, steps up, looking downfield, throws downfield, man wide open. Joseph catches it inside the 30, breaks the tackle, 25-yard line. First and 10, Benedictine, a near 25-yard play.
Same play, different receivers, same defender on the play. That time, Lagafuiana working his way all the way across the field from right to left, able to catch it, pick up a big first down. It'll be first and 10 for the Ravens at the 25.
And BC now very briskly coming up over the football. Ugorji in the backfield is going to take the handoff into the middle of the 25. He'll go down to the 21. A quick 4-yard hitter into the middle of the line on a first down carry for Xavier Ugorji. Xavier out of Menifee, California. Tackled by Denton, Texas native Arian Bott. Arian, 24 tackles coming into the game today, including a half a dozen sacks. And again, Chayshon out of the lineup on a second down, half dozen. Chayshon alternates in and out. Probably a lot of it's bringing the plays in front of our sideline. Cameron Dover in the game now. He'll go slot right. Hand off Ugorji. Bounces outside, and he's going to score. He'll make that Dalton Witherspoon. He'll race around the left end. The Ravens faced him. They pulled the old switcheroo. Looked right, ran left. Touchdown, Benedictine. And for the first time today, the Ravens go in front with 4:01 left in the third quarter. It's 27-24.
For Dalton Witherspoon, it's going to be his second touchdown in the afternoon. Right now, Benedictine has 4 touchdowns today. 2 by Gathright, 2 by Dalton Witherspoon.
In for the PAT is going to be Harry Balke. Ravens now leading by 3. It is down and up, and the Ravens lead by 4. We're taking a break in Texas. 4:01 to go, third quarter. Benedictine in front for the first time this afternoon. Ravens 28, Rams 24.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Figured that. From the Crowley ISD in Fort Worth, Texas, the Benedictine Ravens with 4:01 to go in the third quarter. Out in front now, 28-24, and kicking away for the first time this season is going to be Harry Balke. Harry's going to take 2 steps and just kick it. It's kind of a pooch kick, short kick, going to be caught at the 20-yard line. Return man up the numbers, 35.
Hold the fair catch.
Bounces outside. Oh, he did?
He put his hand in the air, and the officials are going to say that that was enough to give him a fair catch. And really, I think he was trying to shade his
eyes. That's what I thought.
You put that hand up there, it's a little deceiving. Yeah, we got a crowd mic. Beautiful.
Life is good. Yeah, I'm with you. I thought he had just shaded his eyes a little bit with his extended arm. So, It'll be first and 10 from their own 25-yard line for Texas Wesleyan. 3:54 to go in this game. All right. I don't think you can – sometimes we put too much weight on a play or a series. I don't think that you can put too much emphasis on how important for Texas Wesleyan that this possession is. I think the Rams absolutely – maybe don't have to score, but they got to punch this thing way down the field and look like they are still in this game.
Well, they scored those 10 unanswered right before the break, but Benedictine has come out, scored 2 touchdowns, thrown an interception in the second half. For Texas Wesleyan, kind of been blah. I mean, they had a punt and then the interception by Javai Blomquist. This Ravens defense has maybe kind of found a second notch here in the second half.
Here we go, first and 10. Texas Wesleyan. Rams will have it at their own 19. You see, the fair catch was called for, and he took it at the 19. They're going to get it at the 19-yard line. First down call. Carson Rogers, the quarterback, puts the sun squarely in his eyes. Play actions is back to throw. Beebe over the middle, and oh, that is caught. The pass was so badly thrown that the receiver, Ronnie Schneider, was able to come up with the catch. The defender was in a perfect position had the ball been thrown well.
Yeah, and that time Ronnie Schneider just kind of stopped. And able to dip behind the defender right there. And that time it was Ben Gilliland. We talked about the redshirt freshman out of Van Meter matched up against the wide receiver down the field.
I've always said skill or luck beats skill, and it did on that play. First and 10 at their own 38. Rams back to throw again. Going left side, man downfield, and that is going to be behind and to the outside of the intended receiver. Looking for Terrell Curtis over there, but it is well beyond his reach and will go incomplete. And again, guys, I am absolutely mystified by how much Wesleyan is throwing the football. I mean, did they decoy us? I mean, is this some kind of red herring that we've got going on here?
I just think they came in this ballgame thinking that, you know, sometimes coaches want to outsmart everybody. And they're like, all right, I've been doing this all season, but I can do that thing. Watch, I can do it really good. And then you kind of get yourself in a little trouble.
Quarterback back to throw. The slant is going to be caught. And again, Benedictine gives up yardage on the slant, and it is going to be caught by Jason Price.
That time Jason Price is working underneath the cornerback, able to catch that ball quickly, get down, pick up the first down. Dominique Stoneking on the tackle.
Glazer is going to switch out of the ball game for the Ravens. You've got Heron out there with Anderson and Baker and I'm looking to see who my last big guy, Kevin Harris, the hometown kid out of Dallas. First and 10, just across midfield. Texas Wesleyan with a football, trailing Benedictine by 4. Quarterback is back. He's hit. He is sacked. It's going to be a short sack. Heath Baker is going to get credit for it, but I'm going to give a ton of credit to Isaac Anderson and Jared Heron for flushing Carson Rogers out of the pocket.
Well, in that time, you talk about Isaac Anderson. He is on the ground during this play. And he's still got a hand up, fighting forward, able to trip up the quarterback. Nice job by the Raven defense. And now, a second and 11, and offensive coordinator Fran Johnson in his fourth season, taking a little more time looking over that play chart down here at the 35.
Got a new receiver in the ballgame for Texas Wesleyan, Vernon Harrison, out of Dayton High School. Motion is going to go to the left side. There goes Harrison carrying the ball up to 50, cuts into the middle. He's mowed down after 1. Vernon Harrison is a running back tackled by Kevin Harris. Harrison, 5'11", 175 pounds, sophomore. Now, Harrison, is that him coming right back out? It is. So he's in for 1 play, gets carry, and then he's quickly going to bounce back out of the game. Now they're going to bring Terrell Curtis in. And a long, long look to the near side. You've got Ernie Caesar. He's going to be in the backfield. The ball on the left hash mark and the play clock at 13. So plenty of time. Some of the slot to the left side. It's going to be Ronnie Schneider. It is a 3rd down 9. Big call for the Rams at the Benedictine 46. Motion right. Quarterback back. Penalty marker sale. QB is going to be changed out of the pocket. Throws on the run. Badly thrown. Incomplete. But what's that marker? You got to think it's an offensive penalty.
Yeah, you got to think it was probably a formational penalty because that thing was thrown quickly and Isaac. And then he applauds a little bit. He agrees with whatever the call is going to be.
Oh, let's see if we can't hear it for this play. This would be delightful. Here we go.
Yeah,
There you have it, Gus. Spot on. Illegal shift for the offense. The Ravens are going to decline that, and walking into the game is going to be Tyler Skumelia, the 6'3" Arlington, Texas freshman, in to punt the ball away, averaging 35-plus yards per kick this season. And the Ravens are going to put Jay Sean back at the 10-yard line waiting this boot. Now the wind that was from the northwest has turned to the southeast. Look at this. The low pressure must be right about on top of us. Pull out your barometer. See what the pressures are, man. It's got to be crazy. That wind has shifted three times today. Here's the punt. It is away. The kicker goes down. The Ravens are going to be called for roughing. And a great job of decoying again back there, falling down as there were defenders around him. But then, after the marker hits the ground, springing to his feet. So there you have it. See, there's your pressure dropping to 30-15 here today. So, in the last minute of the third quarter, a roughing the punter penalty against Benedictine is going to provide the Rams not only with a lot of yardage, but with a first down. And they're going to have the ball at the Raven 31-yard line, 52 seconds to go in the third quarter, 28-24 BC in front. Line to the left side, it's going to be Mike Banks. A duo to the near side, Curtis and A.J. Bob. You got Ernie Caesar in the backfield and a 6'5 quarterback, Carson Rogers, calling signals. Tight end is on the right side. It's going to be Darren White. Motion's going to go to the left side. They're going to widen out that split a little bit. Running back is going to put his head down, go straight into the middle. And for Ernie Caesar, it's a hard way to make a living running between those tackles. And Abram Phillips in that middle linebacker spot. Second team, all-conference linebacker. Abram Phillips makes the stop.
Yeah, Abram's had just a great year, right? He's kind of gone back and forth between being one of those leading tacklers, him along with Zachary Lacombe and Blue Kaplinger. And so a nice job right there by Abram Phillips.
I'm feeling a takeaway coming up here with a second down, 8 call. It's a 30 in Raven territory. Motion will come to the right side. Quarterback is back to throw. Now rolls left again. Plenty of room, but instead will run, throw the ball. It's going to be complete to the 20 and out of bounds around the 15-yard line. Make it the 13-yard line, first and 10, Texas Wesleyan. They move the ball as Rogers throws it downfield to find the sophomore Terrell Curtis. So Curtis coming up with the catch, and Benedictine again is going to shift multiple players in and out of the defensive unit as the third quarter draws to a close. We'll be back. This is going to be a fantastic fourth quarter. Stay with us. It's College Playoff Football on Care Radio. After three quarters, Benedictine 28, Texas Wesleyan 24.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back to Care Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton, Atchison. Going to the fourth quarter. And it is NAIA. Postseason ball game. The Ravens in front, 28-24. But this drive, put together by Texas Wesleyan, that was extended by a Raven roughing the punter call, has got the Rams now down inside the Raven 30-yard line. Through three quarters. Benedictine's Jackson Dooley is 13 of 25 for 250 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Carson Rogers for Texas Wesleyan is 15 of 26, 212 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Gus, neither one of these quarterbacks is having exactly that day you'd want to have in the postseason yet. It is at the 18-yard line, 1st and 10. Make that the 13-yard line. Texas Wesleyan, deep in Raven territory, pass over the middle again. It's that slant they go to time and time and time again. It's good for 5 more.
And that time, Jared Heron threw his hands up, trying to get in that passing lane, but wasn't able to get a hand on it. Now, Texas Wesleyan has a player that's a little slow to get up. It's going to be a wide receiver out there that quickly the training staff going to go out there to check up on him. But a nice play right there by Texas Wesleyan.
Now, here's the thing. The slant pattern. Let's talk about it a little bit because we've seen it so many times today. And frankly, we've seen it quite a bit over the course of the 2024 football season. Thank you. It is a fairly high percentage pass because it is A, not terribly deep. B, it is crossing the field with the defender likely on the other side of you. Downsides to this are you are throwing it in what may be very congested area and there's some opportunity to get it picked off. And as a receiver, I am going blindly at full tilt one direction, knowing full well there's probably a defender going full tilt, zeroed in on me, going the other direction. I'm going to probably get hit really hard.
Yeah, that's one of those things that I would say over the last, 10, 15 years, maybe they cleaned the game up a little bit to kind of help those receivers. But, yeah, that's a tough play going across if you're the receiver.
Well, I continue to take a look at that player for the Rams out there. Going to give me a chance to remind y'all that, at Atchison Auto Parts, they are your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. They're open daily, and they're staffed with experienced car guys. They care about getting you the right part. See them. Atchison Auto Parts at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison. With 14:50 to go in the football game, the injured player coming to his feet, took two steps, falls off his feet, he's back down on the ground. So, going to take another little minute or two to get him up. Gus, you don't have to have scores from those other games or any other things that have gone on around. Now they're finally going to get the Rams. They're going to get a couple of his teammates to help hoist him off the field a little bit, give him a little aid coming to the near sideline.
Yeah, let's see if we can't figure out some scores from today.
There we go. They're carting him off now. We'll get a chance to give him a good look-see here on the near sideline.
We talked earlier on today that it was Kaiser defeating Pikeville. Grandview held off Friends. Indiana Wesleyan over Southwestern. You got number 10, Georgetown, knocking off number 5, St. Thomas today. Who's number 6, Morningside over Mid-America. And then you've got still that Montana Tech, Northwestern Iowa game going on.
Second down, 3 call. Handoff, Ernie, straight ahead to the 5, maybe the 4. He is going to be short of the first down as Joe Burke gets in there and pushes Ernest Caesar backward. And they will give him the 5-yard line. It looks like maybe just inside the 5. It'll bring up a 3rd down and 1. Texas Wesleyan, Gus, let's project a little bit. 14 minutes of play. Down by 4, are you in 4-down territory? Or do you go for a field goal and then get within 1 if you do not pick this up?
4 downs.
4 downs? Here they come up to the line of scrimmage. At the 4-yard line, it's 3rd down 1. Terrell Curtis is wide to the right side. Receivers also a duo to the left. Caesar is the running back. He will take the handoff. Goes into the middle of the line. He is hit, spun, and on a second effort, picks up the first down at the 3. I think he's got it because the officials are going to step up over the ball, and they say, move it, first and goal.
Yeah, he was able to spin off the first would-be tackler and took a huge hit from Ben Gilliland. When Gilliland hit him, it was just across the line necessary to gain. So, again, he needed 1, got right at 1. It'll be first and goal at the 3.
This is where they say you got to hunker down if you're on the defense. First and goal, 3 yards away. Again, it's Curtis wide to the right side. Everybody else is going to be in tight. They brought a fullback into the game. And the handoff, Caesar stops, slows down, backs up, grabbed at the ankles, pulls away from a defender. How do they do it? Gets back to the 8-yard line, will still lose 5. But Gus, I thought he was going to lose more. Javi Bloomquist back there had him by the ankle, and somehow Ernie pulled away.
Yeah, he pulled away, and Blake Castile was right there. Then Javi reaches up, reasserts his dominance, and it'll be a 2nd and goal ball all the way back to the 8 with 12:45 left.
Clock ticking right along. The sun still very bright, but the shadows are growing longer Half of the field is enveloped now in shadow. Two receivers to the right side. And again, running back Caesar on the quarterback's left hand. Motion will go to the right side. Quarterback is back to throw. Looking right, throwing right. Got a man open. It's picked up in the end zone. Is he bringing it down? He is. At the 5, at the 10, and dropped down from behind. Jackson Hoskins, the Blue Valley West Jaguar, will have his interception. That is his second pick of the year, the last one. And you know what he was thinking.
Yeah, he took it the first one for 6. He said, I can do this again. Well, he didn't. He gets the ball out to the 11, and the Raven offense going to be out there with 12, 15 left.
I could smell it. Turnover. I was just about 5 or 6 or 8 plays early with it, but what a great job by that Benedict in defense. Now for the Ravens, it's a matter of taking care of business, taking some time off the clock, driving it downfield, and ultimately capitalizing with some more points to give themselves a multiple score lead. Right now, the Ravens in front by 4. First down call, Hoskins back. Fires one over the middle. Caught at the 30. He's going to get it at the 40. That is it. There's going to be a Jayshon touchdown. Give it to the Ravens. It's coast to coast. We went from Kansas to Texas. He went from the 3 to the goal line. Touchdown, Ravens. And it's Dooley to Todd.
Yeah, Jayshon, when he gets to the 5, he starts looking up at everybody in the suites on the south end zone. And tells them, hey, this is kind of fun playing down here. Benedictine now takes a 10-point lead. Here comes the PAT off the foot of Harry Bolke.
Jackson Dooley's got to run all the way to the other end of the field. Now, not only does he throw the touchdown pass, but now he's got to be down there to hold for the point after. He'll take a minute. Hands outstretched. It is down, airborne, and perfect. Time out of the field. The Ravens stretch their lead with 12:03 to go in the ball game. It is now Benedictine 35, Texas Wesleyan 24.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy free cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The Ultimate Queso Takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app or earn free food.
Minutes and 3 seconds to go in the ball game this afternoon, and Benedictine, who trailed right out of the gate 2 minutes into the game, they're down by 2 touchdowns. Now Benedictine with 12 minutes of play up 35-24 and kicks it away. It will be fielded at the 20, up to the 25, and pushed out of bounds at the 27-yard line. Raven sideline is absolutely filled with excitement. They are buzzing. They are jumping. They are animated. And this team has seen a huge emotional swing here in the second half. Little return up the field for Texas Wesleyan by Jason Price. Here comes the Ram offense. And I was talking to Gus a moment ago, that last possession, Texas Wesleyan had to do something with it. Well, they didn't. This is crucial. Now, if they don't score in this one, Gus, I don't know that they can have any hope of winning this game.
They don't score on this drive. Yes. Benedictine's going to blow the doors off this thing.
I think you're right.
And some of that's Texas Wesleyan playing teams that are 4-6 is the average record of team they played this season.
Quarterback is back to throws. In trouble. Steps up. There's a hold. No penalty marker down. Quarterback man Chase throws one over the middle. And is it picked off? Fighting over the football at the 30-yard line. The Ravens think they've gotten it. The official comes up over this pile of people on the ground. It's Benedictine football. They ripped it out of the hands of the intended receiver, Ernie Caesar. That's Zach Lacombe. Zach's from Round Rock. That's his 6th interception. You can hit his house with the Round Rock from here. 1st and 10, Benedictine to the Ravens with an 11-point lead. 11:44 to go. And the Rams are deflated. You look out of the field, they are absolutely heartsick. And this coaching staff has got their biggest job of the season right now on this sideline, trying to get their Ram team back into this game.
Rams have that house built out of straw, and right here, the Ravens looking to blow it down, and you got to think, Benedictine's going to go to the house right here.
Here comes quarterback Jackson Dooley. Dalton Witherspoon will be on his left hand. Two receivers wide to the left side. Motion to the left. That's going to be Zim. The little underhand pitch is going to be taken by Witherspoon. Drops the shoulder. Goes into the line. Nothing there. Second and 10.
I would have gone to gap right and tried to just chuck one deep. See what happens. Maybe even Zimmerman down the middle.
That's what I'm thinking. I was thinking Zimmerman on that play myself when I saw him out there on that end.
You talk about Zimmerman today. He has not really been a huge part of the pass-catching offense for Benedictine.
Yeah, train across the way. The engines just went by. The caboose is down there somewhere around Waco. That thing won't quit. My gosh. Quarterback back to throw again. Looking left, throwing left. Has his man at the 30 and down to the 25-yard line. About a 6-yard gain on the pass into the left flat. Gus, the Ravens have gotten kind of conservative here as they keep putting the ball in the hands of very sure-handed running back Dalton Witherspoon. First on the handoff, and then on this second down play on the pass reception. It'll bring up a third and, let's call it third down 5 for Benedictine. They're at the 26-yard line of Texas Wesleyan, leading it by 11. Motion will come to the right side. Jay Schott, he's electric. Already got that one long TD moments ago. QB's back to throw. Looking. Now steps up. He's going to run. Jackson, first down, 20. Down to the 16-yard line. And that's what I've been expecting all afternoon from Carson Rogers and haven't gotten.
Is that our friend? No,
that's a different one.
So you talk about the running ability for Jackson Dooley. Doesn't do it often, but he is able to pick up the first down when he needs to. You know what else he does really well? Doesn't take the big hit. That time he got to the sideline, able to step out. Great play for the Ravens. We're down to 10 minutes to play. Benedictine up 11.
Jayshon Todd wide to the left side. Jacob Gathright wide to the right side. Joseph Longapuyon in the slot. That is a lot of fast guys out there. QB's back to throw over the middle and overshoots Joseph. And lucky that it was not picked off by Jay Reed. It'll be incomplete and second down.
Jay Reed plays that strong safety. He's not a ball hawk type safety. He's got 46 tackles. No interceptions. He's a guy who likes to come down and make the plays in the box. That time found himself out on an island and just couldn't hold on to the football.
Benedictine, they're taking some time bringing the play in, but it really doesn't matter. Coming up the incompletion, the clock stops, and there's a lot of time left. 9:45 to play in the game. Play clock's at 8. Handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. Look at the block in front of Witherspoon. Bounces outside to the 10. Cuts up the hash marks close to the first down. Big old Trey Madrid. Yeah, he's another Texan. Adam McKinney, 6'3", 285 junior, leads the way and inches from a first down. Dalton Witherspoon at the 7-yard line.
So they just went ahead and named the whole town after him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think he would approve of that too, right?
Absolutely. And he deserved to have that. 9:37 left this afternoon. Benedictine, looking to put a little exclamation point on things here. There's Matthew Sanford out there. Hand off straight ahead running. Witherspoon, first and goal at the 3. Straight south running goes Dalton, and he'll take the ball right down the middle of the field. And Benedictine, letting the clock run. 9:20 to play.
Instead of going for the dagger, which I thought they were going to do, right now they are just going with that ground and pound, and they're just going to show you, hey, I'm going to run this ball down your throat, cap it off with a touchdown, and walk out of here with a nice win.
Motion right. Quarterback rolls. He's looking to the back of the end zone. He wants TZ and throws it on the ground. Zim's back there. He's going, dude, lob it up here. I can go up and get that thing. But probably Jackson Dooley showing the greater wisdom in that, saying, you know what? Here's the deal, Tanner. We'll run that again, and we'll get you a little more open. I'll throw it to you yet.
Yeah, Jackson's starting to show that, you know, that senior mentality of, hey, let's just throw it away, get a good play here on second and goal from the 2.
Wait, is that Eddie leaving the field? Yeah, that's him. I want to make sure I can always spot Eddie.
Swizlowski along with Sanford will check out, and Ravens look a little confused. Oh, wow. Look at Zimmerman one-on-one with a 5'9" receiver on the top of the field.
And he calls a timeout. Did you see Josh Morris? He runs over to the official, and he's like, well, what's going on here? And we're going to get a timeout. Let's take a break. Ray, at 9:01 to go with the ball game. It's the Ravens 35, the Rams 24.
Tundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Tundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Tundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
For me, both of you, I feel great. Okay, here we go. Benedictine with a football, and they are deep, deep in Texas Wesleyan territory. 9:01 to play in the game at a 2-yard line. Ravens second and goal. Jackson Dooley, his numbers, well, I gotta say, they're pretty fantastic. 344 passing yards, and now the handoff into the middle, pushing, driving, leaning, and inches short of the goal line, Witherspoon. It'll be third and goal. Look at Jackson Dooley. He's hitting half of his passes now, barely 15 to 29, but 344 yards and 3 touchdowns on those 15 completions.
Yeah, well, don't look now, but Dalton Witherspoon has pushed his yardage up. He's sitting at 97 yards and 2 touchdowns today. Gap right, 6 catches, 171, and 2 touchdowns himself. I'm telling you, it can be a little difficult to figure out who's the player of this game.
Wide to the left side is going to be Jacob, and the Ravens are going to run it straight up the middle. Touchdown, Benedictine! Touchdown, Ravens at 8:17 to go in the game, and BC extends its lead. It's 41-24. I don't know what the officials are taking so long about down there. The official on the near side ran up over it, extending his arms in the air.
I think they're just taking their time on stacking the bodies. Is Jackson Dooley going to dive forward, get the touchdown from 1 yard out, and now at the 8:17 mark. Benedictine now leads 41-24, and Harry Balke on for his 6th PAT of the day.
Look at Jackson Dooley. There's a veteran, like you're talking about before, counts all the guys in front of him. He's got to get 9 guys in front of him. The ball is down. The kick rockets between the uprights. And we're taking a timeout as Benedictine is beginning to open it up. 8:17 left in the game. Ravens 42, Rams 24.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Kickoff coming up. Kick off your weekend party with a stop at Hundley Liquor. Hometown friendly and hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor. The kick away. It is high and over end. It's a fair catch called for and executed at the 24-yard line. Taken by an up man for Texas Wesleyan. And coming up with the football is going to be Dennis Garrison, a 6'2", 180-pound red shirt junior. All right. For Texas Wesleyan, Gus, not only do they need to score on this possession, they can't fool around. I mean, there's no time to grind this thing out. They gotta go deep. And what happens then is you go 3 and out, you take less than a minute off the clock and you give it back. And then it's just snowballs.
It's just something they've been able to do all season is hit that big play and score from long distances. But again, they haven't run the ball at all today to set up for that long pass.
QB's back to throw and he goes a deep slant. It is caught at the 50-yard line. That was well executed, the completion. Rogers to Banks, and fast as that, a 25-yard pickup at the midfield stripe. They're going to mark him at the 49. It'll be first and 10. Wesleyan at their own 49-yard line. 7:55 to go. Quarterback is back. Elusive defender steps up, fires one, left flat, caught 45, down to the 40, and mouthpiece flies out of the mouth of Terrell Curtis. But he'll pick up another first down, and this is what TW needs because they got to move the ball, and they got to move it briskly. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. 6-171-2 Yeah, 100%. It's 1st and 10 at the 39-yard line of Benedictine. Rams back, quarterback back, throws over the middle. And again, it's that slant. The Ravens absolutely give up yardage on the slant. Again, this time to Ronnie Schneider. And the ball goes down to the 20-yard line. And it has not taken very long for Texas Wesleyan to get down the field. That last score was at, what, 8-17? Less than 1 minute, 59 seconds later, they're at the Benedictine 19-yard line. And we're going to get a timeout. Yeah, we got an injured player out of the field, and we're going to take a break. Let's do it. Ray, if you'd be so kind, 7-18 left in the game. Benedictine 42, Texas Wesleyan 24.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years for efficiency and cost effectiveness inside or out. Contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
I think he did. Here we go. They're still attending to a Raven player down in the field in a he's coming to his feet slowly, getting brought back up, and looks like he's doing okay. He's going to walk off the field under his own power. And he's talking to the medicos like he talks to everybody on the field on every play. 7:18 to go in the game. Here comes the Texas Wesleyan offense. They moved the ball like they have needed to very quickly down the field and have it at the Benedictine 19-yard line, 1st and 10. 42-24. I guess early on I thought we might have a century mark kind of a game going on as quickly as the first couple of scores came today. But we're going to still be, you know, 60, 70 points. Quarterback back, Rogers steps up in the pocket, lobs one right side and overshoots his intended receiver.
You look out there and you see Abram Phillips trying to race that football down. He says, everybody else has got interceptions today. Why don't I? Well, that time coming up a little short.
That guy was the intended receiver here is Paul Summers, a 6-foot sophomore who transferred in here from Evangel. So Texas Wesleyan in the playoffs much longer than Evangel this year. 2nd down and 10 at the 19-yard line. And again, it's going to be Summers wide to the right side. Wide to the left side, Terrell Curtis. 2nd down at the Benedictine 19. Back to throw, Rogers looking over the middle, fires a bullet, and it is caught. And they're going to call a complaint at the 8-yard line. And I'm going to tell you what happened, Gus. They used that official there to screen off that pass.
That official was right there. Blue Kaplinger makes the hit on the play. The helmet comes off, and it will bring up a 1st and goal at the 8.
Got a little confusion out there for Wesleyan as Jason Price comes back into the game. He'll go slot right. 1st and goal. Wesleyan, 6:50 to go in the game. Quarterback looks left. A little one-handed catch by Ernie, and he's going to be stood up, and then he's going to be bent back, and he will get
the
line
loose,
of scrimmage.
Right?
And the Ravens think they've gotten it, but I believe the officials are going to say they had called the play already dead.
Well, he got spun around, and they reached in, and I thought they were able to strip the ball out.
Abram Phillips just making sure that he was going to hold on to that ball for a while, be certain what the call was. Here comes Wesleyan. 2nd and goal from the 8. 6:15 to go. Tick-tock. Again, Ernie Caesar in the backfield, breaks out, goes down to receive. Quarterback's pass over the hill, broken up by Blue Kaplinger at the 2. Markers are down on the goal line. Late.
Ben Gilliland.
Pass interference, Benedictine.
Yeah, Ben Gilliland a little upset with that, but looks like it's going to be pass interference against the Ravens.
I'll remind me. If we have enough time in the 8 hours home, I'll tell you what I found that was wrong and how we handled it. They're still taking a lot of time inside the 5 yard line. I think they're trying to decide to make certain that everybody's on the page to call and what the appropriate mark of the ball.
The blue caplinger, the senior out of Lewisburg, going to be guilty of the penalty for Texas Wesleyan. They're going to hand the ball first and goal at the 2.
I didn't know that was a spot foul in college. I thought that was a yardage penalty that would have, in this case, gone halfway to the goal.
But if it's under 15, it's a spot foul.
Is that what it is?
So
is
like
if 15,
you,
it's a spot?
If you run into them at 3 yards down the field, they're not going to bail you out and give you 15. It's a 3 yard penalty.
The quarterback drops the snap and dives on it, covers it up, and he'll lose about 5 or 6.
Is that Aiden O'Connell? No.
Different
quarterback. Carson Rogers right there. The ball hits him. He just dives on the ground, realizes, hey, let's just play for another down. It'll be now second and goal. Ball now backed up to the 8.
Yeah, but you're saying that, Gus, right now Texas Wesleyan is playing for another season. At 5:45 to go and rolling along in the ballgame and trailing by 18 points, they are taking a ton of time, and the clock does not slow down. Relentlessly rolling. Second and goal from the 8. Again, the QB is back. He's hit. He's sacked at the 15-yard line. Coming up with the big tackle, it's Jaron Heron.
Jaron Heron with 3.5 tackles for loss this season. That time, the quarterback tried to step up into the pocket. Heron had started outside, went back underneath, able to hit the quarterback, dropping for a loss. And what was first and goal at the 2? Well, now it's third and goal at the 13. 5:10 left in this contest. Benedictin leading 42-24. Ravens with a lot of confusion on who's coming out and who's staying in. Count up 11.
Quarterback is back, going right, has his man, and it's been completed the goal line. What a nice defensive play by Trey Williams out there, the sophomore.
Trey already has an interception. He had the first one of the ball game, the first of the 4 for Benedictin. That time used that long frame at 6 foot with those big arms, able to reach around, knock the ball away at the last moment. That ball, as you talked about, intended for Terrell Curtis.
Okay, the fans on the near side, they're the ones in the gold and navy, all sitting quietly in the stands. Across the way, the fans in the red and black, all on their feet, cheering. They're going to try a field goal. It'll be a 30-yard effort. Diego Chavarria will send it on his way, and that is a chip shot. It is good, but Texas Wesleyan does not take a very big bite out of that Raven lead. Taking a break, Ray. 4:47 to go in the ball game. It remains Benedictin 42. Texas Wesleyan 27.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than 2 or 3 times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Back with it here in Texas, and Gus is just pointing out to me as he keeps these accurate notes. Gus, since intermission, the scoring disparity is staggering.
Yeah, for Benedictine in the second half, they've riddled off 4 touchdowns and 4. Texas Wesleyan, that's their first points in the second half, coming with 4:47 left.
There's the onside kick, and Raven Upman does a splendid job of spearing the ball, falling down on top of it, covering it up, and that was very, very well done for BC by Tyler Watson. You know what? Tyler's kind of a quiet hero on this team. You know, he is in there at so many important plays, doing so many important duties that you don't see in that stat sheet that we look at all the time. You don't see it a lot of different ways, but without him, there are things that don't happen, okay? He's been fantastic, and there's another example of what he's done for this Raven team today, covering up that onside kick. BC with Xavier Ugorji in a backfield to run the football, and Jackson Dooley quarterbacking. He'll hand off Ugorji outside, get to the line of scrimmage, and Well, just do, I tell you something, guys, do something really smart in that not only does he secure the ball and wrap it up, he stays in the field of play and the clock keeps rolling. 4.5 minutes to go and counting. 42-27, Benedictine up 15. And again for Texas Wesleyan, I get it. You take the three and you're back to within two scores, but it's two touchdowns and at least 1 2-point conversion. So it is a steep, steep slope for the Rams to try to climb, and Benedictine looking to keep a foot on them and hold them back. Second down, 7 at the 43-yard line. Again, it's Ugorji. He'll bounce outside, turns it up, gets inside the 40-yard line. He's going to pick up about 4 more, but again, keeps the ball in the field of play. Tackled out there by strong safety Jay Reed out of Ruston, Louisiana. Jay's a good one. 46 tackles coming into the game here today. 3.5 tackles for a loss on the season. And Benedictine is going to run this thing down to just over 3 minutes left in the game here on this third down call. If you're Texas Wesleyan, Gus, have they thrown in the towel on this thing? They're not calling any timeouts. They're not stopping to play. I mean, you got to try to do something, right? I don't know.
Not necessarily.
No? Third down in a couple. Big first down if the Ravens can score it. Here's Ugorji. They do. Ugorji with the first down and then some at the 35 at the 30-yard line. Needed 2. Picks up about 9. First and 10, Benedictine. We are inside 3 minutes to play. Raven fans, they have not quit making racket across the way, guys, pretty much through the second half. BC took their first lead with 4:01 to go in the third quarter. Never had been in front. And a matter of fact, less than 3 minutes into the game, we're down 2 touchdowns. What a great effort. What a great comeback for BC here today. First and 10. Deep now at the 30-yard line. Here's a straight-ahead run, and Witherspoon just plows forward for 5, taking it off the right side and taking what he is able to find, and again secures the ball, and now we're under 2 minutes to play. That's Caleb Molina out there, and we're going to get the 2-minute break. Taking a timeout. 2 minutes to go in the game. Ravens 42, Rams 27.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
Minutes exactly to play in the ball game this afternoon with Ray back at the Care Radio Sports Studios handling business. Ray, appreciate all that you've done here today and taking good care of us. Thank you so much. Gus Counts with me here upstairs. You got Cohen over here on the right hand. He's just going to, somebody's got to watch this, I suppose. So it's fallen to him today. Tom Counts with you as the Ravens coming up over the football out of that 2 minutes. It is second down at the 26, and again, Witherspoon just takes the ball. He kind of skips over the first defender who dives at his ankles and goes into the middle of the line. Got a yard, but you know what else he got? He got another half a minute off the clock.
That time running behind Jacoby Hinton along with Brenton Smith. What do those two guys have in common? Both first-team all-conference offensive linemen.
I thought you were going to say they were both guys you don't want to follow into the buffet.
They're both guys I don't want to sit behind on the bus.
There you go. You can't see around them. They are big men. A minute 20 to play. 42-27, Benedictine in front. Wide to the right side, Jacob. Motion to the right side. Straight ahead handoff. Bouncing, and there's just no room that time for Dalton. That was a nice little defensive play in there by Caleb Molina, and we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a Greg Ray. 68 seconds separate these teams from the end of the game. Benedict in 42, Texas Wesleyan 27.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Back with you here in the Crowley ISD football stadium. Guys, yeah, you hear all the jokes people kid about how important high school football is in Texas. Well, they're not kidding. They take it seriously. This place is absolutely a gem. And happy to be with you from here today as the Ravens about ready to extend the season. Fourth down call for BC, fourth down five. And, oh, they're actually going to throw it. Didn't think they would. They'll throw for the end zone. He's got it tipped away at the goal line from Gastrite. It's incomplete. With a minute two to play in the game and trailing by 15, Texas Wesleyan will have the ball back at their own 26-yard line. I was a little surprised that the Ravens threw the ball. I understand why they did it. I just didn't know if they were going to do that. Certainly, we need to, right now, before we forget, extend again our thanks for the hospitality and gracious hosts that the folks here at Texas Wesleyan and at the Crowley ISD have been today. They've taken really good care of us, put us up in some nice digs. So we always appreciate all of those good things. And here we go, passed over the middle, and we've stopped the play before it began.
Yeah, we're going to have a false start against Texas Wesleyan. And I think a lot of that is attributed to the PA announcer was making a whole bunch of announcements and your receiver couldn't hear the cadence on the field.
So I'm eyeing this Kit Kat over here that Cohen's got. Looking pretty tasty.
Doesn't share well.
Can you distract him?
A minute two to go in the game. 42-27, Benedictine.
Rams back to throw and wide open receiver caught and he'll race out of bounds. That was a well executed play. It will be very close to the first down marker over there. And the official is going to say, yeah or no? I'm going to say no. It'll be second and a short yard at their own 35 yard line for Texas Wesleyan. 56 seconds ago. Hear that hooting and howling? Oh, yeah, that's Raven fans. They are completely across the field, and they are making sure that everybody understands that this team is going to go on to play next week. Quarterback is back to throw over the middle. Nice crossing pattern. And Blue Kaplinger will make the tackle at the 45-yard line. It'll be a first and 10, Texas Wesleyan. The clock will be stopped briefly as the chains are advanced. 48 seconds remain here today. QB's back, throws one over the middle, caught and tackled in the field of play. Oh, he tried to get out of bounds, but was unable to do that. That was a great effort by Terrell Curtis, but yes, you can't catch that ball on the numbers and expect to try to get out of bounds. Okay, that was too far infield.
Not a play like that. The Ravens were okay giving up the catch in the middle of the field. They just were going to guard the sideline. Now, Caleb Cook going to race out on the field. He wants to take a timeout. The Benedictine defensive coordinator with 32 seconds left.
We're going to hang on to it right here, and we want to extend our congratulations to those state champions who were crowned over the past couple of days across the Sunflower State. Don't know when Texas does their football championships, but, you know, probably somewhere around in here. But, again, congratulations to all of those state champions and to the teams, you know, across Kansas who had these great years and made some great memories. Certainly want to thank them for entertaining all of us and sharing their experience with us this year. Okay. Hear that? The
guy down the field wants to play or the game clock set to 30. Okay. It's at 36 right now.
Tomorrow is December 1st.
That is accurate.
How about December 6th? You start high school basketball.
It's about time.
Quarterback is back to throw, dances around, passes over to the near side, a one-handed grab, and then drops it. It's incomplete.
That time, the intended receiver, Terrell Coates, looks up, and he realizes bearing down on him right there was going to be Trey Williams. Couldn't quite hold on to the ball. 30 seconds left.
42-27, Benedictine in front. Yeah, we've got high school basketball coming up. We've got Benedictine basketball coming up. Well, we got it next, what? We got it down to, we're going to be at Park, but we're not going to be at Mid-America, I think is how it's shaking out, Gus. Back to throw, QB steps up in the pocket, eludes the first couple of defenders, and for the first time today, he's going to run and then goes feet first, right at the first down marker.
Short.
Is he short?
Yes.
Ooh, they're going to stop the clock and set the ball 22.
They are going to say he got it.
Yeah.
That first official came in and had him about a length of the football short, but now they're going to quickly roll the football, or roll the clock with 20 seconds left.
Rams up over it, 18, 17, 16. Rodgers is back, throws a nearly picked off. It was not held on to. Poor Benedictine by Joe Gaines. Joe thought he was going to be able to get a handle on that thing, and it just couldn't quite get a grip on it. 13 seconds left. Isaac back into the game. Love to see Isaac back in. I like seeing Isaac in the game at any time, but he went off a little bit ago, and they gave him a look, and they said thumbs up, and he said, you betcha, and he ran right back out there. Second and 10. In Raven territory at the Benedictine 33. Rodgers flares one left flat. It's going to be taken by Ernie Caesar, who will kind of jog to the near side. And the Raven defenders say, you just jog along. 6 seconds left. Nobody even made an effort to make contact with him. Just let him kind of run out of bounds. Trey Williams was over there, the nearest defender. So Trey will get credit for that tackle, right? Is the closest guy the one who gets that?
Oh, I can't give it to him.
Six seconds left.
Or Jackson or, you know, anybody else wearing numbers that are similar.
Blue is not too far away from it. Fly to the right side. Paul Summers.
Look at Dakota sprint across that field.
Oh, yeah. He's got some good wheels. Don't think he doesn't.
Pull a hammy.
Quarterback's back. Steps up. Rolls right. Looking. Going to get blindsided. Is it thrown into the end zone? Is it caught? Is that a touchdown?
Sure. Game's over. Oh, there is a penalty marker. Quarterback might have been across the line of scrimmage when he let go of it.
You think? Well, we're going to find out. Hang on. Let them sort this business out. They put the points up on the board. I don't know if they're going to call him for being across the line of scrimmage. They're going to call a defense for that. Yeah, the defense for that late push, maybe. It was just kind of a bang-bang play as the ball was being released. And will they attempt the PAT as the significance of it is inconsequential, but
will it cover the spread?
Viable. You know, I haven't looked. Here we go. Let's get the word from the guy down here.
Personal foul on the defense, number 15, dropping faster. The result of the winner of the touchdown, the game is over.
There you have it. Final score this afternoon in Fort Worth. It's Benedictine 42. Texas Wesleyan 33, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back for the final time to Crowley ISD Football Stadium here in Fort Worth, Texas, where this afternoon the Benedictine Ravens, who found themselves trailing by a couple of touchdowns a couple of minutes in, came from behind, found a way to win and extend their 2024 season this afternoon, because at the expense of Texas Wesleyan, 42-33 Ravens today.
Yeah, Benedictine came out and they got themselves into, you know, a bad start. They gave up 14 points early, before they had even touched the ball. But then they were able to kind of get in a little bit of a groove. Gathright caught a 41-yard pass. Gathright then turned around and caught a 40-yard pass. But then 10 points right before the half by Texas Wesleyan put us at a 24-14 advantage. Now, prior to today's game, Coach Osborne had never won a game going into halftime trailing. Well, then the Ravens came out, got a spark in the second half, riddled off 4 touchdowns, and then it was 2 scores late for Texas Wesleyan. It kind of closed the gap a little bit. 42-33. The Ravens are winners, and now we just sit back and keep an eye on Montana Tech and Northwestern and wait to hear what the assignment is next week.
Yep, Ben, we'll be very happy to be sharing it with you as soon as we find out. I want to thank you for having joined us. I want to thank our great Care Radio sports sponsors for having brought this, and particularly premier and main sponsors to be mentioned here today. We want to talk about our good friends at Atchison Auto Parts. Atchison Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. And L&L Construction. You know them inside and out. They can do all the things you need done renovating and constructing. They are the guys in the red truck. Till we greet you next time. For Ray, he's handling things back at the Care Sports Studio. Ray, appreciate you so much for going up here. He's watching the two of us. And Gus Couch, Tom Couch here in Texas. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to today's coverage of Benedictine Raven football on Hot Country 93.7 FM. Today's broadcast has been brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts and by L&L Construction. This broadcast has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy three cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The Ultimate Queso Takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Fox News, I'm Jane Fergus. President Biden...